Blog Talk Radio.
You say you wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. I can lose you, yeah. Go on out the door now. You take care. No more tears to shed. What you expected me to beg? Well, I'm not, I'm done. So when you leave, to close the door behind you.
Cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda stronger than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda better than you.
And I know just what to do.
I feel like doing my hair.
My hair.
I feel like calling some of my friends.
Well, my girlfriend.
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey America, how are y'all doing today? I hope y'all are busy kind about the situation. It is September 15th. You know, today is my sister's birthday, my dyke sister's birthday. She is definitely, I don't even know how old that hoe is. I think she's like 31 now or 32. But happy birthday, Tracy. It is definitely her birthday today. And I just wanted y'all to say, happy birthday, Tracy. That was one. Two. Before I start getting into the drama, you always have to welcome them with the radio show. Lessons with the icon Andre Mizrahi and the legendary Kelly Mizrahi, as well as Jennifer, the legendary Jennifer. www.blogtalkradio.com/tinsortops. Call in number 347-215-6820. The topic today is You Know What. What the Fuck Tuesdays. You know how that go. Whatever the fuck is on your mind, that's what we'll be talking about. How you do? They're already writing me already. My thing that I wanted to talk about today is basically shade. Shade when it comes from, like, because somebody wrote me, and it wasn't like a debate. It was more of, somebody wrote something on Walk For Me. I read it, and he asked me, do I think it was shade? And I was telling him, no, I don't think it was shade. I think it was more of gagnation with families, you know. Okay, the bottom line is, if you become a femme queen, right, and you pass away, is it shade that your family bury you as a man, or is it shade that your family bury you as a woman, you know? Which you have to try to look into it in both eyes. But don't get me wrong. Please accept. I feel that every family should try to accept whoever for whatever they are, because they're still your daughter or your son. That's just how I feel about it. But some family don't feel that way. So if they had a son, they want to bury them as a son. If they had a daughter, they want to bury them as a daughter. So regardless of their life or how they spent their life, you know, that's when I guess people say, you know, how they feel and if it was shade or not. So, you know, someone actually wrote something about Gina. And, I read it and I don't think it was shade. I think, truthfully, he might have was gagging more at the family, so he just said basically, you know, what the funeral was about. And I think, you know, the way I read it was really, really like a good funeral. It was just that they was just more gagging. I'm not going to say the name who read it, but who wrote it until after. I just want to see if y'all feel the same way I feel, because it ain't nothing. You know, this person I know who read it, period. I mean, who wrote it, and he's a good person, period. And he's a good friend of Gina, so I already know it wasn't shade towards him. It's just a whole debate. I'm only bringing this up because it is a debate of what should families do, or what do you feel should families do, because families going to do whatever they want to do anyway when it comes to someone getting buried. And then they was like, well, Andre, what if you passed away today or tomorrow and your family didn't bleach your hair and your hair was black? Or, and what if I just put it on like Walk For Me or whatever? I was like, yeah, you should. Why? Because my family seen my hair blonde for 100 goddamn years. So if you do not put my hair blonde, then yeah, it's a part of shade. Because, I was born black, but at the same time, I was a blonde head queen for 20 years. So give me my life and let me be Andre for the last day that I die. Whatever I look like at my best, I feel that I should look like at my funeral, because that's my best too of going to heaven. So, you know, that's how I feel, but that's me. But I'm going to read you like some of what he wrote or whatever, and y'all take it from there, okay? First, let me say this post is not meant to be disrespectful, hurtful of any such, and any such norm. Am I spilling tea? So that's what he said first. I love and respect Gina in many ways. So I went to Gina Gregory, this is AKA Gregory Mother's Gospel Funeral in Brooklyn. I think that was Brooklyn or the Bronx. I'm not sure. It was BK Bronx, is that? But I thought it was in Brooklyn. So I'm not sure. What, BK? I arrived at 7:15. By the viewing was over and the funeral had begun. It was in a small church, too small for everyone to be inside. Some notables were Mother Kelly, Mizrahi, Jennifer Evisu, Tony Malone, Jahira Aga, Mother Morgan Jay-Z, Mother Mariah Revlon, Mother Teresa Mizrahi, Omar Legacy of the Globe, Jalen Evisu, Joseph Ebony, the promoter, Little Mama 007, J. Jordan Zion, Raymond Ebony, the Globe bartenders, Princess Janae, Brittany, and Shay Ebony, and many more. Left that right there. For him to name all of them, that means he's a personal friend. You know, I try to get into everything. So that means he's definitely amongst their friends, because he named bartenders and everybody else. So he definitely knows Gina personally. So I'll stop right there. Not not too much to say from perspective. It was more of a family and friends thing of Gregory, not too much of Gina going on, I'm guessing because of the family religion and stuff. In the obituary, they did make reference to Gina in the ballroom scene. It reads as follows. He traveled from state to state competing in his loves, dance and music. He's always brought home trophies for achievements end. I had to escort my lover out of the building because he couldn't take it. As I went to view the body of our loved one, he, not in drag with facial hair, looked peaceful and none of eternal rest and will be cremated. But that's all I could say about those who wanted to know. Rest in peace, Gregory Allen Williams Jr., a.k.a. Gina Mother Gospel, 923-79-9809, almost 30 years. We love and respect and rest. And then he said his name. Hold on, I'm not going to say his name yet. And then it said almost like a P.S. under it. On the closing note, we have to treat each other like today is the last. Tell everyone you love them. And I will say now, I love you all because you never know when they will be the last day, basically. Next time you want to fight or make some kind of junk or whatever, you know, very that, they could be gone. So basically, don't fight, don't act stupid, basically. So he left that at the end of his speech. Now, that's basically all he wrote. And then he said he seen a picture. It said, I saw this picture near a place of the funeral and made me think of Gina. And it's a pretty picture of this lady singing a gospel number. It looks like a gospel number anyway. And she was had on a gospel robe. And she looked like she had a mic. And she was just singing, basically. And it's a pretty picture. So he put that picture basically under it. Now, to me, I don't really feel out of shade. But like two different people, because I read it to somebody else. And two people said, well, they feel like it was shade because he brought up Gina's biological name, meaning, you know, how she was born or whatever. But that's still not shade to me. Why is not shade? Because the mother had a funeral, and that's what she wanted her son as, his name, and his name was in public eyes for everyone to view. So, you know, if anything, he might have took, I feel that he probably took it as shade more of the family not accepting her as a girl, but it didn't come from him. So, I didn't take none of that ever, you know, as shade, and I know this person dearly loves Gina because I know he'd be around her all of time, period. So I was just bringing it up to everybody. You know, do y'all feel it's shade if you get buried as a boy when you was a girl for over 10 years? Or, you know, just give your opinion and call in because, you know, he was a little disturbed about it because he really felt it was shade because he broke it down. And I do understand his point, too. You know, I do understand. It's on Walk For Me. It's on. The topic is actually on Walk For Me. That's what it's under. It's saying goodbye to Gina, Mother Gospel funeral or something like that. That's what it's under. But I see bold letters and this and that, like he was breaking it down to me. But I think he was more disturbed at why is she dressed as a boy when we knew her as a woman, you know, for over years. And you have to see it both ways. You have to see where their mother knew their son and always wanted a son and don't have him no more. And then you have to see where the gay society never seen Gina as a man. And so if they go to the funeral, they're gagging. And if the family see them in a dress and they don't want to, they're gagging. So, you know, it's to each his own. You have to love and respect their family wishes, regardless if we don't like it or not. And you can't really say who's wrong or who's right because this is a part of life. I wish that every family and friends, whoever bury whoever, could get over the way someone lives because that's their life, you know. But, you know, that's all you really can say because that's their life, so they're going to live the way they want to live regardless if you like it or don't like it, period. That's just like if, you know, one of my family members was to pass away before me, to my best ability, I'm going to bury them the way I've seen them all their lives because that's me, though. It's not saying I'm right or I'm wrong. I'm just going to do what I see that fits me better. So it's to each his own, but definitely call in. I just wanted to get that point across because that is something to think about, and no one's wrong. I don't think the family's wrong. I don't think, you know, because some families cannot bear, especially if you have a religion and you never grew up in it, and then your daughter, your son became gay, and then they became, there's a difference of being gay and there's a difference of being a drag queen or a femme queen. You know, my mother always dealt with me being gay, but as many a time she was like, oh my God, I just hope you never come in here in a dress, you know. But she loves my gay friends, she loves me, she supports me forever. But at the same time, it's a big difference of watching your son in a dress completely, and everybody's making fun, from your family to your friends to the church. And, you know, some people cannot bear with it. So, you know, it's just something you have to think about in both situations, the gay family as well as the biological family, because we, no one's wrong here. What can you deal with and what you can't? Just pray about it, move on, and love one another. That's all I can say. All right? So now let me go straight to New York City. Hold on. Before I go to New York City.
Put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to be real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
What you think?
Hello. Switchboard is a fool, bitch.
Hello?
What is going on?
What's going on? Y'all got to start hitting me up. Switchboard got to start hitting me up on Yahoo and asking me, am I ready and shit? Because, you know, I was still watching the season finale of Big Brother. Switchboard, did you see the season finale before I say anything?
Switchboard is rude. She, mind you, I'm sitting here saying, well, let me go straight to New York. And before I could say it, the switchboard took my, I got to use the bathroom. And but she didn't use bathroom. She used, like, really ghetto with it, honey. And and I just started falling out. And then I hear your music coming on. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I wasn't even ready and shit yet. I was just,
I think switchboard just was paying it and fleeced to the bathroom and paid it. And,
I was watching Big Brother and shit.
Did you see the beacon?
Doing?
Did you see the Be Continued of Whitney Houston today?
Yes, I did. Why would I not see it? I have DVR. I DVR'd her.
I know that's right, but I was just making sure. Did you see how Bobby Christina Brown, or whatever her name is, she really looks good.
Yes, she looks. I told you that the other day.
Yeah, but see, this is my first time really getting into her and getting to her the way she speaks intelligently. She really looks fucking good. She got a little gap in the mouth, but she really looks good. I was like, wow. Because I thought she was going to be a beast because of the father. But I see.
No, but she used to, when they had B and Bobby Brown, she was a beast.
Yeah, she was a beast earlier, but I thought she was going to stay a beast. But she didn't. She really looks fucking good.
Yes. They try my homeboy on Big Brother. I'm so over it that Kevin didn't make it to the final, too. They really tried him. I was just gagging.
Okay. The one that wrote it is DJ Mike Q. And he said, let them know I would never, ever disrespect Gina in any kind of way. And I love and respected Gina. And he was at the funeral. And also, it was no shade from the family. I just had my opinion. So that was basically his opinion on it or whatever.
No,
I mean,
I had an opinion on the situation, and I felt some type of way about the situation. I felt, and this is how I feel, that anybody that is a female figure, you live your life as a woman, and you die today or tomorrow before your parents or anybody die, and they tear you up out of your woman paraphernalia, it's a fucking disrespect. It's disrespect the same way little mama disrespected motherfucking Lady.
Okay, now I understand you, and I understand that's how you feel, because I'm not going to say I feel that is a disrespect, but I feel where you're coming from. Now, let's turn it around a little bit. Let's turn it around where my father is a preacher. My father is a preacher. My mother's not, but my father's a preacher. He lives his life his way completely. He do not like that I'm gay. He deals with it, period, but he do not like that I'm gay, so he never went that route. So if I die before him and say he had to bury me and I was a femme queen figure, if I can come up out of it, meaning I was a drag or whatever, and then sometimes they'll pull you out of it if you're not a drag, if you're completely a femme queen, you cannot sit here and say this man is completely wrong because this is the way he lived. And I'm with you because I am gay and I understand you, but you still have to look in both eyes regardless if it's gay or straight.
But I don't see it. I don't.
I think you don't see it really because you are in that predicament. You are a femme queen, so you just don't want to see it.
But
you
know
have
what?
To
but
see
I
it.
Took. But you know what? The difference between me and everybody else that's out here and all the rest of these queens. And this is the thing. This is the thing that I'm going to tell the queens right now. Right? I have 4 different life insurance policies. And the difference between me and all the rest of these queens is I took precautions to make sure this does not happen. My mother deals with it because she has no other choice but to deal with it because I am a grown-ass motherfucking woman and she has no other choice but to deal with it. But God forbid, if I go before she goes, she can't do anything without my gay advisor. I have one that's on the books right now, but I'm in transit of changing that, but she can't do anything without that gay advisor. Her and that gay advisor must work together. If they cannot work together, all the money goes to my cousin, and I get fucking cremated, and nobody ain't got to see me or anything. You're not going to fucking disrespect me.
I mean, I understand that, but then some people is not ready for funerals and don't know when they're going to pass and never did everything that you're going to do to make sure everything is fine. You get me? So, just because
baby,
you did, you're fine with it, but a lot of people
not. This is the second female figure funeral that I've been to in my 14 years that they peeled by the woman paraphernalia. I just do not think that it's right.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I'm not going to say it's right or wrong because
I sent Jahira up yesterday. So Jahira can speak on my behalf because I knew if I would have went up there, I couldn't do it. It would have been something in that church if I would have went up there.
I'm glad that you did send her up there because at the same time, then that's the time where regardless if she's being laid down, regardless if you don't like anything, you have to let bygones be bygones. And whatever you don't like, this is still not your daughter.
I was just over it. And it really, like, everything that me and Gina went through and the reading and the bashing and everything that we went through, it hurt me to my core to come in there and everything was just Gregory. And then the people that did come up there and did speak, they didn't say Gina. They were just saying gospel. You know, gospel this and gospel that. No, her name was Gina Gospel. That was her name. Nobody, we didn't know a Gregory. We never met a Gregory. We knew Gina Gospel.
Okay, now let's stop right there. Now, I understand you. What about the family that never knew a Gina?
Andre.
No, I'm really being serious here. She might have a lot of cousins and uncles that did. They might have knew she was gay, but they don't know Gina like that. So that means they were still calling her Gregory. They wasn't calling her Gina because if they was calling her Gina, they would have buried her as Gina.
Andre,
let's be serious here.
Andre, it ain't like Gina had wigs. Gina had apple crunch, finger waves and everything, long claw motherfucking nails like motherfucking Revlon. Who didn't know she was motherfucking Gina? Now be serious, Andre.
No, it's a difference of being gay and seeing that you are gay, but your mama still calls you Gregory.
Yeah.
Because she can't deal with nothing. And then the cousins, mind you, you know, Gina stayed in the gay scene and around the community. She didn't do too much family stuff, not too much family stuff. So she was always around gay. So that means she might have never even been around her family. And if she was, they was calling her Gregory. Because if they was comfortable calling her Gina, trust me, she would have been in a gown and everything else. And I'm not saying you are wrong. You know, everybody have their opinions. But at the same time, if I raised my son, and this is my biological son, I took you in this world, I could bring you out. Don't they say that a lot? If they say that a lot, they could do whatever they want to do at their funeral.
That is your opinion and everything. But, baby, let me tell you something. I'm no one's son. I have not been nobody's son.
And I agree with you. You're not.
I haven't been nobody's son. I'm not even gonna say 14 years for a minute. I haven't been nobody. I haven't been nobody's son for the last 30 years. I have not been nobody's son, and I'm older than that. But I haven't been nobody's son for the last 30 years. And nobody's going to disrespect me or my homegoing service and take and pit me in a motherfucking Caesar and call me their son. No, you will not. I will come back and I will haunt your fucking ass. You respect me as I am. Honey. Okay, but let's not waste our time. Let's go. We've been talking and going at it, debating. Switchboard, let's go over to the other side of the Bronx and get my Banshee Cunt girlfriend from the block. Honey. Oh, hold on. Yes, Miss Jenny. No, I wish I was, Tara. The kids said they thought I was young, honey. I wish I was young, honey. Blanche, please.
Yes.
Honey. I don't know. Did Switchboard get back yet?
I don't know. Switchboard must not be back yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. So then we'll keep on talking until Switchboard comes back. But it's just a lot. I can't be. All these IMs is coming. I can't do all these IMs. I'm about to switch and I'm about to go in. I'm about to go in my living room and upload.
Somebody just texted into the set.
Hey.
What up? What up?
Hey.
Oh shit.
What's going on?
Shit, what is going on? What is going on?
I don't have your Yahoo. I had so many Yahoos opening up. I had to close them. I don't know what Yahoo it was. I had so many opening up. I had to close them down. Jenny.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You die the day of the tomorrow, and your mother. You know.
No, my mother would never.
Yeah, but okay, and I understand that, and I respect that because I would never want her to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, can you at least see your family's point of view too sometimes when it comes to this? If you I understand that they're supposed to respect you as a human being.
But the only thing, Andre, like when I transformed, the only person I was worried about is my mother. Luckily, my whole family accepts me. So if my mother is comfortable and she's comfortable with burying me the way I am, my family don't even have to come if they felt any type of way differently.
And I respect that too. I understand what y'all
really
saying. The only thing that I'm sitting here saying, because I agree with y'all 100%.
And my uncle's
a first of all, when it comes to you or Kelly, y'all women. And
right.
When it came to Gina, she was a butch queen in drag. She wasn't even a femme queen.
Right. That is true.
So she's in the middle of that, so you can't really argue too much with the family saying they are wrong, because it's many a times Gina have on a sweatsuit and some sneakers, too.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, as far as Gina's situation, I guess, because, you know, I guess her mother knew or whatever, but the family, she probably stayed distant from them or however it went. But
she didn't stay distant from her family. Her family knew. They knew exactly.
No, see,
exactly,
but this is where I'm coming from. You could know something, and you could accept it, but you don't have to respect it. You get it?
Right.
So that means I could accept you, and I'm not going to disrespect you in the living,
but
I had to bury you, I'm going to bury you the best way I want to bury you.
Oh, I didn't have to, you put it out. So what are you, I didn't understand what you just said, Andre.
I said basically I could I could accept you, but I don't have to respect you, meaning once you pass away, I'm going to bury you. If I have to bury you, I'm going to bury you the best way I feel like burying you and the best way I feel good to God and everything else of burying you. And that's what they look at, too, a lot.
And so they didn't accept her if they didn't respect her because they buried her how they did it. So they never accepted her regardless.
I could agree with that. I could agree with that. But a lot of people...
They just dealt with it because that was their child.
Exactly. But how many families you got out here in this gay community that deals with stuff and don't accept it because they just cannot?
But you can't really say that. Maybe if even her family accepted it because of the fact that they were so religious,
And you know what? They were religious, and you know, I don't want to get into
and
what I heard.
It's
you know, I don't.
They said the pastor was shady.
Yeah, and not even certain things I heard, like, you know, that Johnny told me that Johnny is really close, that the family might have been saying in certain things that we're not going to say on the radio because we don't know if it's true or not. But, you know, it's certain things you hear that family, and you be like, well, did they say that? You know, and you don't know how a family would treat you.
This is what killed me, right? This is what killed me. I don't care how much anybody, any of the rest of her cousins, or aunts or uncles or people from the church got up there and said what they said about Gina, I think that everybody in the scene that got up there and said anything about Gina should have respected Gina for who Gina was. Not everybody's worried about her family's feelings and what her family's going to think. Respect Gina for Gina. Nobody knew Gregory. Gregory was nobody's son. He was somebody's daughter.
See, there you go again. See, you giving your opinion. Now, what if the ones that never knew Gina was in there? Didn't they? They'd be like, who the hell is saying, who is Gina? So you have this both ways.
So we worried about, this is what kills me. So we're worried about what the family, how the family feels, and what's going on with the family.
The family's first. Before any friends, the family is always first. Why? The mother had this child. She's going through it more than anybody. The brothers, the sister, the father, they are always first, regardless of anybody but a lover.
Okay, well, that's your opinion, and my opinion is, if a motherfucking bitch comes, bitch, and utters the motherfucking words of the motherfucking, of the government, bitch, I'm coming back, bitch, and I'm going to sit at the end of your motherfucking bed, bitch, and I'm going to haunt you till you motherfucking die, bitch. If you utter anything other than motherfucking Kelly, bitch, you can utter mother you whore, bitch, but if you utter anything else, bitch, I'm coming back to get your motherfucking ass, bitch.
I think the only person to do that is your mother, and she, you know, she probably wouldn't even do that.
Really?
And, I mean, like I said, I'm not saying Kelly wrong, because Kelly, I do feel you 100%. But at the same time, I'm not saying the family's wrong either, because...
The family, I just think that maybe it was a situation where the mother, even if she wanted to, she just probably couldn't because of the whole pressure of the church.
I mean, and think about it. Gina had more of two lives,
And then they allowed her to use this church, and then they said the pastor was kind of shady and all that, so... She just, you know, wanted to have a good home going for her child.
Yeah.
And she did it the best way that the best way that made the whole situation comfortable. Maybe not for the people that knew her.
I'm going to break it down. No, because let me break it down to you like this. They picked Gina as a boy because they picked Gina. They took Gina back to Gina's first church, where her mother and her father and all of them is deacon, and her father's the preacher in the church.
Hold on.
They took her back to the church where her father's the preacher, her mother's the deaconess, instead of taking Gina to the church that would have accommodated everybody that was standing outside and that would have accepted Gina for being in drag, that accepted Gina for who Gina really was.
Okay, now I respect you with that.
It's
not even a part of afford. Now let's break this down again. And that's why I say I'm glad I have one of these minds that see in both eyes, straight and gay, regardless that I am gay and I'm with you, Kelly. But at the same time, the mother and the father is a preacher and she's the first lady. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so if that's the first lady and this is a preacher, maybe their minds were strictly with God and they feel that that is a sin and they're going to bury who they had at birth.
Oh,
amen.
Wait a minute, Andre, but see, God said he would accept you as you are.
I understand that, but some preachers don't accept it because they just feel that it is a sin. I'm not sitting here saying I agree with it, but I understand where they're coming from, which I understand where Kelly's coming from.
Because, and the Bible also said a judge is a sinner, so they have no right to judge anything.
And I agree with you. No one should judge no one.
No,
I agree
right.
with you. No one should judge anyone.
Right.
And Wendy Williams, you shut up, honey. Somebody told me to shut up.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm just, listen, if they can't do me right, cremate me, or just keep my casket closed and put some motherfucking pictures around. If you're not gonna do me right, don't do right by me. Don't do wrong by me. Excuse me. Don't do wrong by me. If you ain't gonna do me right, please. It just hurt. It really hurted me when I came in there and I seen her like that. And then she had the white gloves on, and I seen that they cut her nails off. I really felt some type of way.
I didn't go see her, but then because I just wasn't ready yet. But when they said that she was, you know, not in girls' clothes or whatever, I decided I wasn't going to. Period.
It's like it really.
That would have slapped me in the face too, because I'm used to Gina with the colorful hair, and
so
I'm used to Gina being Gina. I'm just one of them that when I look at something or when I go through something, I try to bring the worst and the best out of any situation, because you don't know what you're gonna fall into when you do anything. So I, and especially when it comes to funerals. When it comes to funerals, how many funerals we have seen that was sitting and everything was everything, and then how many funerals that we went to and things just was not right? You know what I mean?
It just hurts to just know about somebody that you ran with and you hung out with and you read with and it was she. And then you go there, and then what the family does to these people, what they do to them, and then it's just like.
But
really,
I can't, you know what, I can't, if it was a different situation, if it was somebody that had implants and all that other stuff, then I would have maybe given more input into it about.
Yeah,
like,
I would too. I would too, because I don't want no one to think that I'm just on the family side.
Hold on. So how did you feel when we went to Sabrina's funeral? And her sisters did that to her.
Oh, but see, I was devastated, but I already knew they didn't care. They didn't really care about that. You know what I mean? But I knew that Diamond's family wasn't going to do her like that, and they didn't.
Yeah, and I feel if somebody got implants, if somebody became a woman and got softened this, everything that they needed to do to become a woman, then I think that is a disgrace to pull all of that out of them to make them look like what you want them to look like
at that time. So you telling me if I don't get no implants, because I ain't got no implants.
No, Kelly, not
big.
No, you know what
Kelly,
I mean.
Your titties is bigger
you're
than any fucking woman that I've seen. How did you, what they gonna, if they cut your shit off, then they're coming out of who you are. You get me?
That's basically saying because somebody, they lived their life as a woman, but they didn't transition over into a femme queen, and they died. Their family's supposed to make
but
them back.
But Gina didn't live
on.
Her life as a woman.
But she lived her life as 60 or 70%, not 100%, because she never had no kind of surge. She was butch queen. She came to my
state, she
visited and stayed with me for long times as a boy going to the club with me.
She just enjoyed,
know.
You know.
She
it would
enjoyed
have been
it.
Nice
she
to
loved
see her.
Up and drag.
You know what? Because we're gonna take and we're gonna stick with this for the next half. We're gonna stick with this until 12 o'clock, and then we're gonna change the topic.
No, we can change we're
gonna stick with this until 12 o'clock, and then we're gonna change the topic. But
that's
I definitely do want to hear what some of the callers have to say about this situation, because it was a lot of transsexuals. Homosexuals, bisexuals, queers, all types of things.
There's not a lot of
at
trannies.
At the funeral.
And when y'all do call in and give your opinion, think of both sides before you give your opinion. Don't
think we're just gay,
so think of that. No, think of both sides and think of family and think of gay, and then you give your opinion. And whatever your opinion is, we will respect it. We just want to hear your opinion.
Okay, so Switchboard, can you please send me the callers, please?
Kelly, you're trying it.
What?
There was not a lot of transsexuals here.
Honey, hold on.
Kelly kills me with this honey, bitch.
Okay.
Honey.
Hold on.
That's when she backs up
on.
Into a corner, honey, caught in the alley.
Yeah.
Well, in the alley with nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, did I send the right thing? Hold on. Wrong thing.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. Rogue thing. That's the right one. Okay, hold on. 215-531. You're on the air. Question.
Hey,
right. 215-513. You're on the air.
a wig? Are you ready to like that, like that, like that, like that, like that, like that wig? Are you ready to like caution? Are you ready to
that motherfucking brick?
Get off the...
Got time for these motherfucking late-ass fucking bitches tonight.
Ooh.
But wait, Andre, before I came on the show...
Yes.
I was listening to you.
Yes.
And I think you said something because... You all know, you know, how long has Trey been a trans man?
Trey been a trans man over 15 years.
Are you sure?
Oh, you're talking about a trans man. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, no. It's true. It is true. Trey's been...
Oh, yeah. No, see, a butch and a trans man is two different things.
But it's about... But living his life wearing men
as a man
mother.
Over
right.
15 years, yes, and I'm sure. But a trans
okay.
man,
no,
maybe.
No, wait.
Okay,
right, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
What did you say when you came up on the show?
What did I say? You have to. Oh yeah. But I still call it. But he be all right when I say that. It's just a problem of me doing that. But I never do that really in public too much, and I make mistakes sometimes. But he definitely knows. That I see him as a man, but I don't know, it's just there for life because that's what, you know, he was at first, and it's hard for me to just get
so
that name
out. So if anything
out.
Was to happen to Trey, you would...
Trey would be, I would never, ever,
oh, okay.
ever think about that, ever.
Okay.
If I would feel Trey would haunt me if I put him in a dress, bitch. For real.
Mind you.
And my mother wouldn't even do it.
No, listen, mind you. Me and my lover. I'm hold on, switchboard. I'm gonna come to that caller. Me and my lover was just having a conversation. That same conversation yesterday. We had after the show was over. We had that same conversation, and he asked me would I let his family do that to him.
But you can't stop his family unless he got a will and you in control of it. What you gonna take the body and run? How you could stop it?
I would take the body.
Then you're in jail. Then you're in jail for taking a dead body. Yes, you are.
I would have to be in jail then.
Because you can't stop nobody. Don't get me wrong. I would never want that to happen to him either because I feel he lives his life as a man and he looks like a man. But at the same time, how the hell could I stop his biological family?
Really? Hold on. 803-381. You on the air. Question or comment? 803-381, you on the air, darling. Okay, I guess not.
Okay, before you go to the next one, somebody wrote something.
Wait, hold on, because I think they're hanging up when we're not coming straight to the call. Hold on. And then after we take this one, then we'll come back to you. 773-614, you on the air. 773-614, you on the air. Question or comment?
Hi, yes, question.
Okay.
My question is, hello?
Yes.
Hi, Father. Hi, Mother. Hi, Jen. The question is, to make this baby, Ms. Rahi, question is, to make everybody satisfied at her funeral, whatever the case may be, why they just didn't have, like, her obituary as a boy and a girl so they could see just both sides of her, period?
I agree with that, but I guess it's to each his own. But, yeah, I do agree with that.
Sure.
Okay,
It would have been nice. Go ahead, Andre.
Okay, there's two things somebody wrote. The first thing is, if she wanted to be buried as a woman, she should have left a will. How would they know to bury her as a woman when she was still a man? No disrespect, no titles, no titties, no implants. I do understand, no disrespect at all. I love Gina like a sister. You know, that was one that somebody said. And the other one, I didn't even read this one to say it. I understand both sides, but Andre and Jennifer, I really understand where Kelly is coming from, but then Kelly needs to understand if Gina parents just put up with it and didn't accept it, then it's going to be hard to for them to bury her as something like that. So I do understand that part, too.
Yeah, I do understand what they're saying, but then if they just put up with it and just dealt with it, then I think that all the tears and the crying and all of that stuff, in my honest opinion, I just think it was fake because you never loved your child to begin with.
Okay, first of all, you can love your child to not accept something.
You can't. Kelly, your mother loves you unconditionally to be due to whatever y'all go through,
yeah,
right?
She loves me unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
Yeah, she loves me unconditionally, but she deals
She deals with Kelly.
She deals with Kelly. The only thing she
But she still loves you unconditionally.
She loves me unconditionally, but the only thing she don't do is call me Kelly. But everybody else calls me Kelly.
So wait a minute.
So does she call you the nickname or does she call you your biological
name? She calls me my nickname. She don't call me by my biological name. And anybody else that tries to call me by that, they get cussed out immediately because I tell them, because my mother tells them all the time that my name, what my nickname is, and I tell them all the time immediately. What I don't care what she calls me, but you're going to fucking respect me and you're going to call me Kelly or don't fucking speak to me at all.
Let me break this down. The only reason you're accepting that is that because that's your biological mother. So that means she's dealing with you and she's taking in anything that she wants because she don't want to lose her daughter in any kind of way, but she really don't accept it.
Baby, she has no other choice but to accept it.
This is when I knew that
my mother accepted it, right? The first time I was a butch queen, when I was a butch queen in drag, and I came to her birthday party, she left her birthday party because she gagged, because my grandmother and my uncles and everybody already knew, but she didn't know she left.
Was it the one at the center in the wrong?
Yeah, so when I took a picture of myself as a butch queen in drag. A professional picture. I gave everybody a picture. I gave my grandmother one to give to her. I knew she accepted me one time when I came over to her house when I was still a butch queen in drags, and I came as a butch queen, and I seen the girl picture hanging up on her wall unit. I knew that she accepted me then. The only thing she don't accept is the name. But she can't do nothing about that. The same person that gave me the government name is the same person that gave me Kelly, my grandmother. So, bitch. Hello?
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, hold on, switchboard. Switchboard, don't send me no number right now. I'm taking a break. I got to go get some of the drink.
I see both sides.
It just hurts knowing that we've known Gina to be Gina
and all that, but
yeah, God
at the end of the day...
God forbid, if something was to happen to one of my sisters and I was to go to their funeral and their family did that to them, I would be so hurt. I would probably really lash out.
And then that's not right to lash out at someone's funeral.
Because it would hurt so much.
But that's some kind of pride that you need to keep in until you get somewhere, because you don't need to upset her last day of going anywhere. That's her last goodbye to everybody.
It's already upset it. Her family already upset it already.
To you.
To my sister, too. Because if I know any of my sisters, their family upset it.
So that means upset the family in person and out loud and make a raunchy statement and all of that at a funeral? No, I can't abide by that. I don't think that's
Jennifer
right.
Jennifer will want me to stand up.
Huh?
Jennifer,
if you was buried and your family took you out of women's clothing and did everything they wanted to do and buried you as a man, would you want her to interact at your funeral and make a scene?
Who? Kelly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And yes. Because you know what? I've seen it happen when rest in peace, Kim.
No, I wouldn't say the only reason I say it's wrong. Do it after. Read them after the funeral.
I'm sure she would go to whoever, my mother, my brother, whoever, and say, like, listen, that, like with Kim, like when we all went to her funeral and we was mm-hmm. all with Kim, Khadijah went to the sister and said, listen, this is not how we know Kim. She was buried as a girl. She had her nails, but she was in a suit, a pantsuit or whatever. Khadijah went and said, this is not how we know Kim, and this is not how we want to remember her. And the next day, they fixed her up.
Hold on, we have another caller. 404-48, you're on the air. Question or comment?
Comment. I've thought about it from both sides, from seeing and the family. And I feel it's all about respect at the end of the day, no matter how the family feels about what people are going to think or how they felt. I just feel it's all about respect, because if Jenny felt comfortable being a butch queen in drag, then why not bury her as a butch queen in drag? And that's just goes to anybody.
But, sweetheart, you remember she felt comfortable as a butch queen also because she was also walking around as a boy sometime.
Okay, and then let's say about respect. Now, what if the family felt that was the respectful way? That's how they feel in their brain.
That's why I said I have mixed feelings about it, because if she was a transsexual fully, then I would have more to say. But she was in and out, so, I mean, I didn't want to see her that way, but who am I to judge?
And I didn't either, but, yeah, because regardless if we've seen her as a boy, anytime we've seen her as a boy, she wasn't going anywhere or she was doing something really light, because she was more as a girl than a boy, period. But at the same time,
around
still,
us.
Yeah, around us, yeah, because we never know what she was doing.
Scene,
with
right.
That's right. But I can't really sit here and say anyone's wrong. I can't say the gay people's wrong, and I can't say the family's wrong.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, both. It's like it's right on both ends. It's right on both sides. It's like it's not a wrong answer. Just
little opinions.
Yeah.
I know something was happening. Okay.
Thank you. Someone just said something else. It says, Andre, no shade to Kelly. I fully understand her point of view, but you have to remember death is a final thing, and if family paid for it, they should have their final say on their last memories of their child, plus the fact she was only a drag and actually came out of them. That leaves room for personal decisions to be made. So, yeah, I guess they just have their own personal decisions to be made.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
I really don't.
I do. Because, yeah, they're paying for it and all that, but
if y'all see Jahira, number, put her on because she wants to say something.
Because either which way,
mm-hmm.
she would be buried. And if the family didn't do it, I'm sure if they would have taken her to Potter's and somebody would have went, they'd have put her up. So either which way, she'd have been buried, period.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, this is a touchy situation.
You know, and now this is the problem. Like, this is the problem I'm having, right? Because, you know, I'm going to address everything, and I don't care what anybody feel or anybody think about the situation, right? This is what I feel, right? Because I pinned it up on my tag, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt that it was late because Gina was a Mizrahi.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a part of my chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that it was late that nobody from the New York chapter but four people was there at
mm-hmm.
her funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got home because I left my sock. I left all my
mm-hmm.
phones in the house when I was
mm-hmm.
running out the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have messages from all these girls asking me about this and asking me about that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
none of them once asked me about Gina's funeral or anybody coming to Gina's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So now the girls is hitting me up and asking me. Nobody
mm-hmm.
sent out a message. Nobody had to send you a message because this was the talk of the ballroom scene about Gina's
true.
Passing away.
That's
and if
true.
You girls want to find out about your categories or something, you
mm-hmm.
go to Walk For Me Wednesday, you can find your
mm-hmm.
category. So the information was up there, and so the girls sending me, and I feel some type of way, and this is up on my tag, and I feel some type of way about
mm-hmm.
this situation, and
mm-hmm.
I feel that if I was to die today or tomorrow, none of these bitches would be at my funeral, and this is the way I feel. And it really touched my heart that it was only four Mizrahis there,
mm-hmm.
Bobby, Mother Teresa, my daughter Imani, and
mm-hmm.
Jermaine and Johnny, but you know they was going anyway. But I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about all of the girls, that, and it really felt some type of way, and it's on my
mm-hmm.
tag because
mm-hmm.
I'm not hiding anything from anybody, and everybody hitting me, they didn't know about this, and they didn't know about that. Bitch, but y'all knew that y'all was going to have a blunder. Y'all knew that y'all was going to do this, and you knew we was going to do this, but when you want a category or you want somebody to help you with something, you can
mm-hmm.
pick up the phone, and you can call somebody, and you can ask them for help. I felt some type of way, and I'm going to feel some type of way for about a minute. I'm going to feel some type of way about this situation, at least until about the National House meeting weekend in New York City for Jasmine's ball about this situation. It really touches me up with this situation to
okay.
all the girls.
Let me say something about the situation too. Okay. Now, if anybody called you and said they should have sent the blast out, then they was completely wrong. They didn't have nothing to say, and they was just trying to fight back with the sentence because that was stupid because you're right, this was the talk of the town, so they should have known if there was a Mizrahi. Now, the second thing is, some people, you have to respect the way people live, too. Just because a person is a part of my life, I might not want to see them that way and don't want to go to a funeral. So you cannot blame everybody that do not go to a funeral if they have good enough reason. If somebody called me and say, I could not go to this funeral because I don't want to see her like that. I always used to seeing her this way. I just can't do it. Because my mother can't go to funerals. When my sister died, when my sister died, my mother went to the funeral, but she was sitting. She couldn't go in. You know, that's because that's her daughter. So certain people cannot see dead people like that, too. So you have to take both in consideration here.
Andre, you was here in New York, and my uncle died. You supported me. You didn't come inside, but you was there outside. You and my husband, y'all couldn't see dead bodies, but y'all came and supported. It was a lot of people that was there that couldn't deal with going inside, but they came there to show their face out of respect.
Gina was in drag. Somebody just asked. Gina was in drag over 10 years. Yeah, because she's been in drag for a long time. So I don't know exactly how. I've been here for 10 years, so I would say at least over 10 years.
It's just out of respect, please. I don't like going to see. I've been out for 14 fucking years. And everybody that I came out with, Andre, and damn near everybody that I came out with in the scene is damn near gone. I can count on one hand how many of the girls out of the 13 girls that I remember running with that's gone. The only girls out of the girls that I came out with that's still here is myself, Jennifer, and Deja. All the rest of the girls we used to run with, they is dead and they is buried. They family don't bury them. And it's a shame. It was 13 of us. It's only 3 of us in 14 years.
So imagine how I feel.
Yeah, because it's a whole ballroom since I've been out that's wiped out.
Yeah, so imagine how I feel. Everybody that I have stepped out with is gone but about 5 people or maybe 10, and some of them don't even come out. I might have 10... It might stretch to 15 people in the last 22 years that I've been running around in this gay scene that's living. Everybody else might be gone. Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's just too much. And like it really hurts, and it feels some type of way when somebody that's actually close to you and you grow a bond with them, and you call somebody. If I call you my family member, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to do whatever I can to help you. It really plucked me when I came home, and my sidekick was here on the charger, and I opened up all the messages and seen all the messages and reading the girls' tags and the things that the girls was asking me about, and the girls is smoking weed and the girls is doing this and the girls is doing that, but none of the girls made it where they needed to make it to. It really stunned me. Who is this calling me on my house phone and they know I'm on the radio show? I'm over this. Hello, are y'all there?
Yeah. I do. Like when you said about the family thing. Whoever called you and said they should have sent a blast out. No, you shouldn't have to send a blast because that was the biggest thing. So she was completely wrong, whoever said that. But some people might have knew and didn't want to face it. Some people don't like facing fears and facing death and facing things. So if they didn't come for that reason, I have to respect them too.
Yeah, well, I guess the girls won't be coming out to see me. Hold on, we have another caller. 404. Oh, hold on.
Well, you sounded like you about to hit it. Shut up. Hey,
I'm gonna fuck Jennifer up, bitch. That bitch said you sound like you gonna hit
them all.
She's
going somewhere anytime soon. Her fat ass.
Okay.
Shut up, girl.
Hold on. 404-787. You're on the air. Question and a comment.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I just wanted to make a comment. I feel like the way that you meet somebody, that's how you're going to know them. So if her family knew her as a boy, that's how they're going to always remember her. And for the gay scene, if they knew her as a girl, that's how they're going to know her. So you guys, mixed feelings, but at the end of the day, however you knew her, that's...
It makes sense.
Hello?
Yeah. Makes sense. Well, the girls who get together and give her something, you know, they feel that way.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Jahira, you on the air?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Not a lot. I'm well. I'm not even really sure where to start. Andre, I first want to say that I appreciate the fact that you're trying to come from both sides of the equation. I guess the first thing I want to say, and I hope you'll indulge me for just a second, is the issue of the very limited amount of Mizrahis that were at the funeral. While, Andre, I can see your point about people maybe being reluctant to see her in her final state and everything like that,
mm-hmm.
I just want you to think for a second about the number of Mizrahis that exist in New York. I'm probably not supposed to be saying this, and I'm probably going to get a phone call afterwards, and it may hurt me down the line. But to me,
mm-hmm.
the fact that the non-Mizrahis at Gina's
mm-hmm.
homegoing outnumbered the Mizrahis that were present significantly is
yeah.
deplorable to me.
Yeah.
And I applaud Kelly for
yeah.
putting it out there.
And I do agree with you, because out of respect, if I don't want to go to, if I lived in New York, it would be a slap in the face for me not to be at her funeral. Do you understand what I'm saying? Regardless if I was a father of the overall. So even if I didn't want to see her like that, by my presence there, if I'm standing outside, it makes a difference. So I do understand you 100%.
The second thing that I wanted to mention to you, because I don't know how much clarity you've gotten on this issue, and I don't know whether or not people have really shined the light on what happened at Gina's homegoing and just the way that everything was set up. Jennifer, I'm so glad that you mentioned the Bible, because as I said at the funeral, the Word of God states in 1 Samuel 16:7, man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. To me, that exemplifies Gina completely. Now, Andre, for me personally, it wasn't so much about the fact that Gina was buried as her birth sex.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fact that any mention of Gina as Gina was swept under the rug prior to Kelly asking me to get up there and speak.
Mm-hmm.
On that casket, there was a huge sign written in flowers that said, son. They put her birth name in bold, italicized letters all throughout the program. It was as though Gina had never existed. And the fact remains that most of Gina's accomplishments in her life were done as Gina. Gina was known from New York to California, all across YouTube. People could come in and see Gina and get to know Gina's personality through that way, and they were touched by her,
mm-hmm.
or at the very least, entertained by her.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that that whole aspect of her life was attempted to be not mentioned just for the sake of Gina's father being a deacon and her mother being a deaconess and trying to save face for the family, Andre, to me, that's like if you get a lover tomorrow,
okay,
and you two fall deeply in love and spend the next 30 years of life together,
mm-hmm.
and you go on to be with the Lord, and for the sake of trying not to offend your fourth cousin twice removed,
mm-hmm.
your lover is never mentioned at your homegoing.
Yeah, and I agree with
that
you.
That lover was a
yeah.
huge part of your life.
That's
being
right.
Gina was a huge part of Gina's life.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you were going to bury her as her birth sex,
mm-hmm.
that part of her should have at least been acknowledged.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the way I feel.
I do agree with that. You are 100% right with that.
Okay. All right,
hey,
that's
poo-poo.
Really all I wanted to talk.
Hey, Poo-Poo.
Hey, BM. Thank you all so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome, baby. Whew. Sick topic.
Hmm.
This is like a, you can't say no one's wrong with this because you got to.
But you know, I
yeah.
totally understand where.
And I understand where she's coming from too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. It's a difference of being buried. You're right. It's definitely a difference of being buried with boy clothes on, but to not mention Gina's life completely. You know, that is like a slap in the face. Yeah.
Yes, because
and then the support
everybody.
Of loved ones, because I'm sure everybody has gotten together and kikied or had some kind of one-on-one personal conversation or just a laughing online or somewhere with Gina. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, But the girls that came out really came out, and, you know, that's...
And they did, and I just want to... I definitely just want to give a big shout-out to all the girls that definitely did come out. All the girls that traveled from Jersey. Gina had people that traveled from Florida. She had people that traveled from Connecticut, and they all came out and just supported that lady. And it was so touching. It didn't even feel like... The only way you knew that she was at a funeral is because the casket was there. I felt like I haven't been in church in years, and it felt like I was in church all over again. That's what it felt like. It felt like a church service. That's what it was. It wasn't even like it was a funeral. The only way you would have knew it was a funeral because she was up there in that casket, but it felt like church, and it was everything. It was everything, and I think a lot of more girls should have been there so they could have heard the word.
Well, you know, that's kind of a touchy situation with people, with especially family support and supporting, you know, people that's a part of them, because you see what happened when Diamond passed. Who was there?
Yeah, it was just like, but you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I know the girls. Y'all going to keep saying it sound like I'm going. But you know what I'm going to do to get the girls in the building, because the girls don't like me and the girls don't see me? I think I need to rent the Y and have a performance open to all for $1,000 at my funeral with one of my insurance policies.
You know, I will come. I'll smack the shit out of you.
Because the girls will definitely come and be in the building.
They'll be voguing all over your casket, didn't they?
All over my motherfucking casket, bitch.
You have to pay for everything, to the commentators and everybody.
That'll be all the funeral, bitch.
Just to get the girls in the building. It'll be a packed motherfucking house. Free admission, and you get $5,000, bitch.
Happy birthday to Tariq Icon.
Happy birthday,
DJ. Definitely say happy birthday to Tariq Icon, as well as Andre, and the cast is definitely saying happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. What the fuck is up, honey? Yes, honey. But we're not going to sit here all night and dwell on this topic. If, you know, people call in and they want to chime in about this topic, we will definitely, you know, chime back and forth with this topic. But it's definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. So what the fuck is on your mind, girls? What's the tea? We have another caller, 706-850. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
How y'all doing? First of all, I want to say rest in peace to Gina Gospel, you know what I'm saying? I never personally met her, but I just saw her on YouTube, and she was always funny to watch. You know what I'm saying? But on the subject of her being buried as a man, I do understand where you're coming from, Kelly, because when I did drag and I was thinking about doing a transition, me and my mama had a big falling out about it, and I said, if I ever die, I want to be buried as a woman. She said, well, you'll always be my son. You know what I'm saying? I would never disrespect you in public by calling you by your boy name, but you will always be my son, no matter if you get titties or not, you will always be my son. And one reason why she didn't never want me to do drag is because she raised me up in the church, and to her, she had a son. She never had a daughter. I was her firstborn. She didn't have a daughter. She said she had a son. And that's what she wants to always remember me as.
So that's the reason why you never transitioned to be a woman?
No, I just really realized in the process of doing it that I like being able to take the clothes off. I realized I was doing it for the wrong reasons. I was doing it to do shows, and then plus to piss off my mom, but then I really had to think about it. This is a life-changing decision, and if I was going to do it, I was going to go all the way through with it, get the dick split down the middle and everything.
Well, I'm glad that you was one of them that could see that you was doing it for the wrong reasons, because some do it for the right reasons, but some do it because their girlfriends told them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mhm. But I said, well, I'm gonna thank you. I want to definitely thank you for definitely calling in, caller. Honey, oh, I got it, Andre. One of my girlfriends in the chat room just hit me up with the tea. Right?
Uh-huh.
I got two categories for $5,000. I'm gonna have female figure face dressed in all black like a weekend.
Wait a minute, girl. Is that something you ain't telling me?
This bitch is crazy.
Female
planning her funeral.
Female
Switchboard do not like you talking about your funeral, bitch.
You know, like, she's something you ain't telling me, girl.
You know, you have to, you know, I'm trying to lighten up.
You are lighting it up because this shit is funny, bitch.
Kelly, or Switchboard took her time out.
Oh, shit. Well, flashed her for a minute and said, no, she's wrong.
I'll put you on mute. No, you will not sit up here and talk about your death.
Okay.
Plan your funeral in the bowl.
You
got to
go. That's a big-ass casket. I know that much.
She going to need the wine to bury her ass.
Okay. The whole stage going to be full of her, bitch.
Yes, it's Kelly. Have you done this? You want to be painted and all that, too? Don't worry, girl. The girls are going to come see you, Kelly. They're going to make sure.
Yeah, they're going to come for many reasons, bitch. Okay.
There's going to be a line all the way down to Atlantic Mall.
Yeah, Switchboard muted you, Kelly, because she politely said, yeah, I muted her because I do not understand. Oh, she's back. Kelly, you're back. Kelly, you are back.
Oh, she ain't back.
Oh, that's what Switchboard said. She's back. Well, maybe
Kelly.
Kelly?
You're back.
Kelly is over it. Look. Kelly said, oh,
Kelly.
Fuck this shit, honey. They don't want to hear about my funeral.
She ain't back, Switchboard.
Mm-mm.
Kelly?
She is back.
Kelly?
She just ain't talking. Kelly is back. She'll get it together in a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, while Kelly's on break, a Twinkie break.
Oh, somebody said, Andre, what the fuck is up with your free balls? They not supporting the free balls, so why waste my money and get free balls when they don't want to come?
Yeah, pay that
fee. If I sit here and charge you, then you want to come. So it's like I'm not going to sit here and have free balls for no reason.
Mm-mm.
Like, and it'd be...
coins, your birthday coming up.
Yeah,
it's
like too much. It's too much going on to have free balls and 100 people come. No, if I have a free ball, bitch, I want at least 400 people in the building.
Yeah, latex, safe sex, that kind of ball.
How you doing?
You see. Here.
Yeah.
Here. Yes. Kelly!
Kelly is paying it.
Oh, no.
What the fuck is up with Obama calling Kanye a jackass? He was a goddamn jackass.
A jackass.
I do agree. He was a goddamn jackass for doing that goddamn shit. They just gagging because the president says she a jackass.
Right. Hated it. Behind.
That's it, because if Obama wasn't the president and said it, they would have laughed and kept going, bitch.
That's how gully he is. He's a jackass.
I love that the president can say he's a jackass.
Yeah. And pay it.
And pay it. Because that's exactly what he was. But I looked at the little interview with him. And he was gagging when they said, what would your mother
think?
Yeah,
but his mother, yeah, he was. He was drunk. Did you see that bottle of Hennessy?
Yeah, because when he was talking, I felt like he meant everything he said. He was really sad that he did that. Yeah.
And then Wendy Williams believed him. So, you know.
I believed him, too. Yeah, you know, Wendy is down. Yeah, Wendy believes the bitch. Wendy is like me, bitch. I sit there and look in your eyes. I look in your face. I look at your posture, how you moving, and what you feel. And I believe that he was really sincere, that he was drunk, and he just fucked up.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? They said that Jay-Z was also mad at Beyonce.
Why?
Because it was reported that he was mad at her that after he left, she was there by herself, he left after he performed, after he read Little Mama behind stage. He left, he called Rihanna up, and him, Rihanna, and Kanye went and hung out somewhere and had a night out.
Oh, no. But why was he mad at Beyonce?
Because he said that Kanye is on their team. Like, I guess that whole, whatever, I don't know.
No, but first of all, I don't give a fuck what team. If you're wrong, you're wrong. I don't give a fuck.
But I'm sure she was unbothered. I'm sure
she
was very unbothered and went home and felt nothing. Like, okay.
How you doing? How you doing? And Kelly, speak, you hoe.
Oh, maybe. Wait a minute. Kelly?
Kelly, I'm going to say your nickname. You better speak.
Kelly?
Kelly? She got mad like me. I'm quick to get mad, too, bitch.
She might be mad. Switchboard, is she mad?
She might be eating. You know, that bitch eats.
That answer is... true.
You know that's
all
a
right,
big
well,
bitch. You're eating somewhere,
honey. Mad. If she's mad, then Kelly, okay.
It should be all right. Oh, Kelly, get over it, girl. We're going to go to your funeral ball, okay? Just don't die no time soon, bitch.
Yeah, you ain't
too many bitches dying every day. Now paid. Patrick Swayze just died. Whatever his name is.
Yeah. On Switchboard, do we have any more calls? Means that Kelly is taking a Twinkie break.
That's a 2-1-Fu man.
A 2-1-Fu ghost.
Yeah, ghost and everything.
He
was definitely. To me, really, like a beginner, he was an icon to me because he was in this field for so long and did so much.
He also was in, was it Footloose or Grease?
I think it was.
Is it Grease?
It wasn't
the Fonz. Well, Happy Day. Well, I don't know. One of those.
He was in something, yeah, but he was in, he was in something.
He was in the movie with Olivia Newton-John and what's her name? John Travolta. Mm-hmm. What was that?
I think that was Grease.
Right, he was in that too.
Oh, okay, he was in Grease.
He dances as a,
That's how he started, as a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just tell you, a right goddamn dancer, you could get what you need in life. How you doing?
He did.
Yeah,
you
know, Kelly Earp.
Hello?
Welcome back.
Hi.
Oh, you was in the bathroom, girl?
Maybe. Honey, you don't have to discuss my business. Honey.
I had to find out where you were.
Baby.
Oh, she must have made some hot and spicy food.
Yeah,
I didn't cook nothing.
You must have had leftovers then.
That leftover, I tore that down yesterday.
And she's mad.
Baby,
she just took her time coming back.
No, baby. I still had my oxtails left over, honey.
Oh, see? Now the truth comes out. I only got two pieces yesterday, but. But anywho, any callers?
Oh, sorry.
Somebody said, what the fuck is up with you getting a gender test for Little Mama?
Oh, shit.
Little Mama, I don't think she'll be rough about it because the way they said Jay-Z read that little bitch behind stage.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I heard you say it.
Hold on. 718-342, you're on the air. On What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, Gola? How you doing?
Good evening, Kelly and Andre. And
if this is the legendary. Oh, we didn't speak to this hoe in 2 weeks, bitch.
Wait, Cabbage, before you speak.
This is the legendary Cabbage Ebony.
14 days to my birthday.
I got you, Jennifer.
But before we, you know, we're going to give this bitch an interview. Fuck this motherfucker. The first thing I want to know,
let's get
why
the Whitney
you wasn't
interview.
In Atlanta, Georgia at the Ebony's Ball. That's the first thing.
But your body by Bev and your tits push and your
you were supposed to see me get my Michael Jackson award. Why wasn't you in the building, girl?
I had, I was dealing with a situation going on in my life.
Okay, everybody listen to this, and then when the truth or dare comes, if she's on the phone with us, remember to bring that up, and then she'll tell you what was going on. But you got to catch her on the truth or dare, okay?
No, you can, if you really want to ask me now, it'll be all right. I'm fine with it.
Okay, yeah, what was going on? Because it had to be something big, because you've been to Ebony for 30, 40 years, honey, so I already know.
In Ebony for 26 years.
I know that's
and
right.
And truthfully,
so,
the only two people that was missing was you and Lonnie.
Yeah. Lonnie was there.
He was
there. He was there. Because he lives in Atlanta now. Yeah. But what was going on that was personal? Let
I meant
me know.
To say Poochie. That's what I meant to say.
I was going through a relationship breakup.
Oh, my God. I know how that
is.
I know how that can be.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that with me. It happened. I knew it was coming. It happened, but I really didn't want to be around anybody. I was just not feeling festive. So, and I know how I get when I'm feeling like that. So I didn't want to spoil anybody else's fun. Because I'm a Capricorn, and I have a very evil, selfish side.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel that was appropriate. So I did the more adult thing, and I just sat back and, you know. I mean, I wanted to come. I was going to come at the last minute, and then I decided that I still was not feeling the way I should be feeling, and I would have not been feeling like getting in drag. So, and that's what I was doing. I was getting in drag. So I didn't want to do it. And I wouldn't have felt sunshine and happy. And I was just not feeling for it. I mean, I wasn't really upset. I was just like angry.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to remove myself so there wouldn't be any problems.
No, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But that was about it. It was nothing major or anything like that. I'm just... But November 1st, you'll see me permanently.
I know. I know you'll be a resident of Atlanta, Georgia, and I welcome you with open arms. And
oh, no, you're not moving up out of New York.
Yeah, I'm moving.
She's gone, buddy. She's gone. She's
gone.
Come in.
Yeah, I'm gone.
That's what's up. You would definitely be a part of Atlanta, Georgia, and you can see the shade here.
I really feel like there's not going to be any shade there. I really feel it's like a growing city, and there's a lot of things that might be not going correctly, but I think with...
Oh.
Everybody there, and like you, me, RR, and a few others. I mean, we can kind of straighten it out where it can fly right. And then you got Fred there. You have a lot of Miss Rose is there. I mean, there's a lot.
But this is what you don't know about Atlanta, Georgia. It's a bunch of two-faced fucking faggots here. And you won't know that till you get here. It's a handful of them that is not two-faced, but it's definitely 80% that can go to hell.
I don't think Atlanta is going to be ready
for cabbage.
I don't think Atlanta is going to be ready for cabbage and Kelly.
That mouth.
I don't.
Debbie said cabbage and Kelly. Did y'all hear that?
I don't think Atlanta is big enough for the both of us in Atlanta with those girls down there, honey.
To be honest with you, in Atlanta, they don't have to make room for me because I don't want anybody to make room for me. I just want them to respect me for who I am and for
exactly.
me, period.
Exactly.
So once I have the respect factor down, it doesn't matter because, I mean, they live there. And I'm not going to be a visitor. I'm going to be a resident. So as long as I'm respected the way I'm respected anywhere else, like I respect other people.
Exactly.
But the problem with me is... I know fake and I know phony before it gets to me. I know it. All right? And I'm not going to individualize anybody out, but those fake and those phony girls, they can just, like, I know it's already there. So they can't. I'm too old for that. I'm not a young kitten. I'm an old cat. So I see it for what it is. So, I mean, and you know, sometimes you need a couple of those sometimes. So you can call them on their shit. So you can give them, baby, try something new because that was yesterday and I'm today. So that's about it. But I mean, for the other folks that are there that are trying to do things positive, that are on a positive level, I think that with everybody coming together, I mean, as a whole, I think it would become better than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. So I mean, I'm looking for the best. I mean, for the House of Ebony, just like for the House of Milan, just like for the House of Chanel, for the House of Mizrahi, whatever. I mean, it should all. As many people that are there from New York, come on, it should be something prosperous. And I think Atlanta is a lot of nice people. They have a lot of snakes too, but hey, that's the same thing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, people are going to be people anywhere you go. It's just the way you handle them.
True.
You're correct.
So that's about it. But
Jahira sends a shout out to you.
Tell Jahira I love her so deep down in my heart. But and for me, hold up. I caught that too for me and Kelly.
Oh, she's
moving. Mm-hmm. What you doing, Miss Kelly?
I'm thinking.
You moving to Atlantic Avenue?
No, I'm thinking about moving to Atlanta in January. My husband's mother is moving down there. We're thinking about moving down there and getting a house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know yet. No, honey, you know, it's in the woodworks, honey, you know.
Well, as far as
so you get an extra room for me when I come down.
My husband gets this good job and buy me a car, honey. I guess I'm going to Atlanta, honey.
Yeah, go how you do?
I'm not moving to Atlanta unless I have a vehicle, honey.
But believe it or not, Kelly, Atlanta is really open for a lot of opportunities for...
Yes, but I always told that to people. But
people of
but
color.
A lot
yeah.
of people just don't like the gays because there's so many. But it's really... this city is pretty and it's a lot of opportunities for and you can live so much better and easy here.
Yeah, the cost of living is much cheaper.
And you get much more for your money here, too.
Yeah, you do. You
yep.
really do. Since I've been going more often, I found out that I really like Atlanta, and because I lived there before. I lived in Marietta before, but that was many years ago. And I like Atlanta for what it's worth. And then I have a sister that lives in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay. And I have, like, family that live in South Carolina and stuff like that. So I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'll be okay. And I'm not sure. I know for me, definitely it's me. I don't know how my son is feeling about it. He might have mixed emotions or whatever the case might be, but.
Who,
it's
your son?
Yeah. Yeah, he might have mixed emotions about it.
Why? Andre's there.
But that's not, I don't, you know.
That's
I
where the emotion comes in.
No, I can't say that. He has not said to me yay or nay. He wants to go, but then I'm not sure if he wants to go. So it's up to him. It's up to him. It's clarifiably up to him. Regardless of whatever his decision is, I'm going to love him regardless. But I'm just hoping that he doesn't stay here in New York and doesn't do the things that he's supposed to do. And
okay.
He stays here just because it's safe and it's secure. Okay, fine. But you're young. You should take chances. But I'm not gonna force him to take chances. And happen to be, he decides later on that he does want to move to New York. He does want to move to Atlanta. He's always welcome to come with me.
That's the best way to do it. Is for him to figure out what he wants to do.
I'll always prepare a home for Joseph, no matter what. But it's up to Joseph to have to decide and find out what he wants to do. And I respect him for whatever he wants to do. And I will stand behind him for whatever he wants to do. But he, Joseph, has to make that decision for himself, and I understand that. So, I mean, I always love him, and I will always, if it needs to be, take care of him until he gets himself on his feet. Joseph tries. Joseph makes mistakes, like every young man does. But as long as he knows I'm there to pick him up when he falls, and he can always run to me when he gets in trouble, then he'll be all right. He'll be all
yeah.
right. He'll
That's
be all cool. right. I mean, if worst comes to worst, he'll always be all right, no matter what, you know. And if the worst comes to worst, I mean, he'll succeed in what he wants to do. But that's completely up to Joseph. But I'm going to Atlanta to be single, sexy, nasty, and free. Anyway.
Single, sexy, nasty, and free.
You're going to adventure into that.
You forgot one word, one other word, cabbage.
Safe.
I know, although you are always, yeah. So
oh,
you've been.
You know, I don't play the radio
right.
randomly. So you know, I know this much. I'll be going to 706 very seldom, honey, because I don't play the back or the dark room. So
that bitch says 706 and 708, girl.
Whatever. I think I'm that. It should be 706 with skull bones at the end. That's another part of Atlanta. Everybody reads that, but I mean, here we have Prospect Park, Port Authorities, 42nd Street, so I don't know what's the big deal. It is what
right.
it is. It's up to the individual who wants to go in there. Don't nobody drag you. Well, then again, I've seen other things go. But anyway, I mean, it's just what happens is what happens, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I'm in a state of mind where I'm really, really easygoing at the moment. So I'm looking for the plus. I'm not looking for the negative in anything or anybody or about anything. I'm just easygoing. As long as nobody don't push my buttons, I'm good.
Push the button. Push the button.
Maybe if they do, honey, they're going to find
out. I'm
sure
they know you. I'm sure they know you.
Oh, no,
you're not
no,
all over.
Regardless,
so.
Jennifer, let me tell you something. Even when people know you, they still try you.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
They still try you. Regardless, because they think that you're going to be, you know, subjected where they can get a name off of you or they can, you know, both things. But baby, I am not the one for that radio station or that group therapy. I am not, because I take no prisoners in my life. But I'm doing good right now. So that's the reason why I got on the radio station and I wanted to hear what was going on. I heard what happened to Gina Gospel and everything, but me personally, I'm not a funeral going person. I've been to a few funerals, and when I do go to funerals, I stand outside. I just can't. I went to Kenny's funeral. I went to Little Eddie's funeral. I've been to a lot of funerals. I just cannot. And another thing I just cannot stand, if I knew her as Gina Gospel, I would at least. But I knew how it was going to go. I had an idea of how it was going to go because her family was terribly, terribly, terribly religious. And I knew Gina Gospel before she was Gina Gospel, before she started doing shows, when she was just a church going little butch queen. She had church on Wednesday. She had church on Thursday. She had church on Saturday. She had sick and shut in. She had choir practice. I knew how it went. But then you got to understand, those are religious people, and they're not They're not. I, how much I wish they would have, because it would have been honoring their child. No matter if it was their son or daughter, it would have been honoring their child and the way she lived. But I knew that was not going to even be a factor of even a bargaining chip, because I knew the mother was not going to allow that, because she didn't allow, she really didn't care for Gina at first when she was getting in drag, hiding and running around. And then when she decided to do it, the mother didn't like the fact that she got in drag, but she loved Gina just that much to, she turned a blind eye to it. But I think that the mother shouldn't have turned a blind eye to it. She really should have took time to understand what her child and who her child was. And Ms. Gina Gospel, even you knew Ms. Gina Gospel grew up in the church. She did not curse. To believe it or not, Ms. Gina Gospel would help you. She would talk to you. She would, you know, she would. Gina Gospel was not a hateful, mean, nasty person. You know what I'm saying? But it's just that she was so misunderstood by her family members and, you know, people in her church. And so that's what she was resulted to. And it's a shame to say it. And I hate to see Gina Gospel, you know, pass on. And, you know, I hope she's going to a better place. And I hope she, you know, comfortable or whatever the case might be. But I still think that I knew that the mother was not going to go for it. I knew it. I knew the mother was not going to go for it.
You know, you just said something that made me think. You know, I have never heard her curse, actually, really.
No. Gina Gossam would never
She
use
would argue down. She would be loud.
She would never curse.
Hold on.
Cabbage, you stay right there with us. We'll keep you on the line with us. We have some other callers. Hold on. Hold on. 347-577. You on the air.
What the fuck, girl, is on your mind? Oh, girl, you knew I was trying to get on this line. I caught your phone. Don't play stupid with me, girl.
Listen.
What? Baby,
I was
on the show. You want to get some ratings tonight? What?
I was on the show. I could not click over on my other line.
But you knew I was calling because I was trying to get on the line, and you had me sitting there waiting. And I was texting Andre, don't play me. You want ratings tonight. You must want ratings tonight, because don't play me. Don't do me like that, bitch. You're bugging the fuck out.
First of all, when you was calling me, I could not click over to my other line because I was on the show. Second of all, you did not text me. You're calling my house phone and not my
cell
phone.
Well, it's obvious you're on the show. I know you're on the show. I'm calling your phone. Hello, we've done this before, Kelly. Okay, whatever.
Okay, before y'all get back into y'all, somebody just texted me. Andre, what the fuck, why did you decide to throw this $10,000 ball in VA instead of Atlanta? VA is in the middle of Atlanta and New York City with North Carolina, so I tried to make it as easy as possible for everybody to travel from every different direction, so
and
that's why.
Is it at that skating ring?
Yes, that's why Richmond,
and that skating
Virginia.
Ring is huge. You cannot
yeah,
get
and
a big
the
place
is huge.
That.
Yeah, and
they're cheap.
That's why, yeah.
And it's cheaper, right.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it's in Richmond, Virginia.
And when is it, Andre?
It's January 23rd, 2002.
Oh, right after my birthday.
A couple of things. Well, can I speak, please? Cabbage, you actually sealed the doom, because it would take someone like you to say exactly what I wanted to say. Although Kelly is so right, and that's what goes to what Jahira said. In the event of something like that, when the mother and the family is so religious and they can't share the same feelings and thoughts that we had for Gina Gospel, all the Mizrahis should have been there. And everybody else that was a close friend of hers. And if they couldn't go in, like Cabbage and Andre said, you could have stood outside. Because the family may not know what we know. The family may not know in depth how and who this person is, because most kids have to pretend when they go back home to their mother and father. Most kids take off the wig when they go there to their mother and father. So before we can pass judgment, because we shouldn't, because that's her family, they are extremely religious, and they probably knew a different side, what we should do as her family and the family that they never did is relive our own memory. And then we have our own memorial. And they should have all been there to stand, everybody that was in the house, they should have been there to support her. They would have showed the family, wow, these faggots really came, like, they really, you know what they think about us already. So when you come in this place and they see this themselves, they can say and think whatever they want, but look, it's real, it's there.
Dear, everybody dropping off, like Kelly was saying, you said the 13 things. You had me waiting so long, I want to brush you in your head. You said the 13 girls and the 13-ness brought me to something that came to me, an epiphany, and I never was going to say it until you said it, and I wanted to say it. There is a sweeping train sweeping through here, and it's, God is not playing with anybody, and the gig is up. If you decide to get yourself together, if you do not decide to live your life in some type of format where you can remain healthy or you can remain successful, you are going to gag. This is the year where you are going to be forced to deal with issues and things that you don't want to deal with. Not saying, well, this is the year everyone is going to die, but this is the year that things like that, close like that, will happen to you. The whole skit is we all somewhere else, and it's really a mess. No, it's a mess. We are dying. We are dying just like that, back to back. And from being a user and from indulging in drugs, I want to put out there, it is the drugs too. I've learned and I've studied myself, like doing psychology with myself, and I put myself in situations to see how it would turn. No, them drugs have you skitzing. They have you doing things that you would never think about. They have you having more courage and approaching situations that you wouldn't approach. You wouldn't have been this person if you wasn't stoned. People blame it on the drugs, but drugs has a lot to do with our mind. We think that it doesn't. We think that we control it. We use it as an excuse. When I'm talking to everybody else, I'm talking to myself. We use it as an excuse. We say this is what we do it for. We say this is why we got to do it. But the bottom line is it does not help the situation. So when you have nothing in life and all you have is a ball and you've been getting stoned all your life and you become sick and you used to be the fabulous thing in this ballroom scene and now you're not who you are anymore. The only thing you could look to do is do drugs because your parents don't know who you are unless they was a part. So the only thing you could do is use drugs. The only way we can stop this is speaking to these kids and telling the truth. You can't tell a story unless you got one. And you got to tell the truth. They can't be able to relate to it. And that's why I speak like speaking. Them drugs got us going crazy. You bumping, you thinking that you're feeling fat, you're not. It's making you suck dick more. It's making you do that. It's a bad thing, and it is killing you. So now you're sick, you're getting high, you're prostituting, and you have no form of your life. What do we expect to happen? We can't change the format and the blueprint of this lifestyle. It's been like that before all of us came along, but we can change ourselves. We can make it different for us. Well, I do this, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to do this. We can tell the truth. If you sitting there and you living on sickness for 10 and 15 years and you are the beautifulest thing, you think by keeping it to yourself you are helping somebody, you're not helping anybody. Because if somebody knew that, that would encourage them to go on and say, oh my God, I can be like that. I can do this. I can do this. When you start telling the truth about yourself, we as all leaders and people who are in power of our house or in groups or our gay kids is when we're going to really make it happen. When we're making excuses for the situation, we have to make excuse and still tell the real in the end. We know we made an excuse for it, but we must let it be known what the real deal is. That may be my child. That may be whatever. That may be the excuse. But the bottom line is the child or whoever must still know the real deal. That's a fool. That's a fool. I was clapping for you, Kelly, because I am against that if they live this lifestyle, you bury. They did it to Fatima. They didn't talk nothing about anything about her being a drag. They didn't talk nothing about being gay. They didn't talk enough. They said nothing. And we couldn't say nothing either. There was no go up there speaking. We couldn't say nothing either. And they buried Ty Ezra Shaw, and that's just what happened. At Sky Funeral, it was a little bit different because they allowed us to speak. We showed up. When we showed up, we showed out. So we started speaking. They started coming to us after the funeral, and they started talking to us. It's up to us to do this. These people don't know that their kids is prostituting. And it's up to us to be the bigger figure. And Kelly, Jennifer's right. Yes, go to my mother. I told Ashley, please, you don't let them bury me like that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not who I was. That's not who I was. That's not who I am. That's who I was. And when I say was, I mean was. So we have to be older, and we have to learn to tell the truth, because this is a fool. And the epiphany is, listen carefully. If there is a situation in your life, if you are dealing with drugs, if you are skitzing and you don't know what's going on and you're trying to figure it all out, stop pray, go to a close friend, get some help, because if we don't get it together, we are going D-O-W-N down.
That's right. And you know what? I never said this to you, Nicole, but let me break down my history with you for a second. Years ago, I seen you fighting, I seen you do this, I seen you do that. You know, as the years grown from me moving here,
remember,
Audrey,
that was not Nicole.
Let me finish though. Yeah, that was Webby. From me moving down here and growing to with you. You are a different whole person from then, bitch.
Yes, Andre.
And you have grown so fucking much, bitch, that when I talk to you, I be gagging at, like, this is not the same bitch from years ago that I have watched, that I have seen do this, that I have seen do that. And I be, you know, I really be gagging at the shit that you come out your face now. I guess it's all of us, because all of us changes as years go on.
When I was young, it was some gratification. Like, I learned the reality of what we need and why this happened. I did it for myself. I saw it myself. I felt real in the street. I was always real. Cabbage, I had the older people who would acknowledge my realness, even when I thought it was the ugliness. I went through, okay, in my mind. I could cry at how I went through. I was real, and I thought this. And I needed this and everything. But it was just until recently that I actually learned to accept myself. And now I look at people and they don't know. So when I think about it, it all started with myself. I had to tell myself the truth. You got to tell somebody else the truth about a skits. And you know, because we faggots, so you know what our skits consist of. you know what our thoughts can consist of. But everybody sitting up on them high, no, we got to come out of the clouds. We got to be there to support each other. Like Kelly, I'm going to read her. I'm going to make this show so hot when I get through with Miss Kelly. But that is my sister. I'm going to support her. I can battle with her, and you. There's going to be one, y'all. And at the end of the day, I'm going to support her every move. She couldn't go to a fucking hospital, and I wouldn't be there. How can I say that this ever was my friend? It's we that got to stick together. And you know what we got to start doing? We're all not like Andre. Andre perfected something. He can make this his life. Andre makes ducks off being in this lifestyle. This is all he know. It's not for everybody. We need something else to back us up. We need to go do something else. We need to take the time out while we slamming our backs and going in the bathroom, sipping coke in the stools with me and running around. We need to go home for 3 days and go to the doctor. We need to go home and start questioning our whereabouts. So now, excuse part, this is the excuse part, people. When you slip in that coat, you knew that you went home to go to the doctor, get everything checked out, everything checked up and everything. So now you slip the bump again, you're not feeling it bad because you know where you stand when you're doing something. It's not an excuse. It shouldn't be done, but I'm telling you, this is what we do. And when you do things and when by accepting it, you can actually give yourself a lot of time. I'm a living witness. You can give yourself a lot of time, and it ain't over. It ain't over until we say it's over. So, like, Kelly, I hope you did that. I hope you went to the mother or the father, and I just hope that the person respectfully you told them, I mean, I appreciate, Kelly, because, you know, people go to powder sale. People, parents, half of these kids don't got insurance. So, you know, I hope you went to the mother and father and said to them, you know, I mean, that's nice, and I appreciate, but it's really, you know, we feel it's a little bit unfair because we don't get to acknowledge. But by Jehovah going up and speak, by you going up there and speak, we don't have to say nothing to the family. We said it ourselves. We came in with all the straight people that didn't know, to Cabbage, when I said Allura was like the funeral on that show, Angels in America, that they had up a couple of years back, and when all the faggots and the Jews and the white people and all of them was in the church shouting and the drag queens, that's how Allura's funeral was. It was amazing. It was the best thing I've ever had, and I think that anybody that lived their life like that should have it. My question is that I kept getting back and forth, one you can answer. Did Gina live her life as a femme queen around her parents?
No, and to my knowledge, she didn't. She always had on sweatpants and jeans and a cap and stuff like
that.
Well,
and
never
in that
really...
case, and in that case, that's not who they know her. Yeah. And in that case, that's not who they know her as, and we can't debate and argue with them because, and you know what our responsibility was to do? Was to go and tell them and to go to the funeral, like Kelly said, everyone that should have been there and supported, and we would have told them something that they didn't know. Yeah. They would have been gagging. I went to the Memorial. I was dead asleep. I jumped out of my bed. Now, the girls was having a Memorial for Alora Saturday. And Alora aunt and mother was there, and the cousin was there. And now they said they was going to Jack Bourne. Now, it's a shame. It is a shame that it takes depth to want to know what your child was doing.
Yeah. And you know, it's a few people that I know that passed away, and then after they passed away, their family started going to balls and loving them and had excitement from them.
Right.
But when they was living, you know, it was a different
story. But it's a shame because they could have shared that happiness and loving them balls with the person that was in their life or that was related
to
them.
But you know what? At the same time, Nicole, this world is whatever's meant to happen is going to happen. If it was meant for them to learn that experience after she has passed,
you're
that's the road
right.
that they were
that's
supposed
it.
To learn it.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. You're absolutely right. And everything happens for a reason. And who's to say that she won't have another child and do something totally different?
Exactly. Everything is.
Nicole, Andre, you know what I just found out from a friend of mine? That y'all remember Maurice Montana?
Yes, Count Maurice.
No, not
Count
that
Maurice.
One.
Maurice from D.C., Labels, Best Dressed, Ebony.
Labels,
Montana.
Okay.
But she wasn't from, you see, you picturing her from D.C. Tall Maurice used to be Maurice Princess first.
Mm-hmm.
And then became Maurice Montana, furs, and more furs.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away last week.
Okay, this is a different one. This is a different
well,
one. Oh, wait, wasn't he, like, sick a little bit with dreads or braids?
He was tall, real thin, with dreads.
Oh, that Maurice. Oh, my God.
Maurice
like,
Montana, yeah.
He passed away last week?
He passed away last
yes,
week.
Was he sick?
I don't.
I'm gagging because, I remember him. He used to come to Atlanta often, too. I've seen him in the airport not too many times.
Oh, you gagging. I'm going to tell you this. You're going to be gagging. So if you then, you a higher power like you are, you need to tell them if you can stop someone, stop. It's time to gag. We walked around and we got so much money doing so many different things. You think that it's just, what we did, it's time people get yourselves together. If you're not...
Somebody wants you?
Who, me?
Somebody's interrupting somebody's line.
Yeah, somebody calling in or somebody...
Yeah, somebody's calling in. Because
you can hear the clicking.
They're not calling my... No, calling my line.
Hit a pause.
But that's really important, and cabbage the fact that you says that, and then I heard somebody, you know, I'm not into telling people business, but... Hospital. I heard a couple of people just... It's really bad now. We're being forced to deal with it. So before you be put in the corner and you have no choice, I suggest we just go and take our own time and do it. We do something different. Anything. Anything.
Change
something is
would
funny.
Be nice.
I want to laugh. Who's laughing? Kelly, Jennifer, which one of you hamburgers is doing that?
Which hamburger is laughing? I'm a fuck Nicole up.
Small beef patty, special sauce, nuts, cheese, pickle, bunnies, and
hello. See, you know it's one of them hungers. What? Because they all both quiet. Which one of them doing that? I want some.
They might be watching TV or something. You know them, girl. They eating, laughing, watching TV, doing something.
Yeah, or being quiet like they should.
Go
Who are you talking to?
First of all.
Yeah. Oh, yes, come, both. You and your girlfriend, Miss Kelly.
Hold on. First of all, no one's laughing. I'm up here sitting.
I was laughing.
Listen, first of all, I'm up here sitting.
Somebody was laughing.
I was laughing at the in and out, and Cabbage keeps saying, ooh.
Yeah, because I was gagging.
Yes, I was laughing.
It is tension on this phone.
I'm up here sending out pictures in the chat room, honey. I'm letting y'all have y'all moment to talk and shine.
You should listen. That's what you should be doing. And you can give some of that advice to your children.
I don't need to give them no advice. That answer is... Okay. You see a little more Miss Webby coming back.
No, it's not. You know that. I don't think it has anything to do with. Don't misinterpret. It's not a little more Miss Webby. But I'm not gonna be fake and I'm not gonna be phony. I don't have no time for that. I'm gonna be addressing things at the head of the situation, and I'm gonna take it for what it is, and we're gonna dance, and then we're gonna eat because that's how it's gonna be. Because I'm not gonna go through that with anyone. And everybody
Nicole,
has indirect different things, but they know.
Nicole. I have your number.
No. Nicole, if anything you have to address to me, you address it right now.
Well, if I had something to address to you, first of all, you know that I've never.
Oh, okay. So then, Kelly, that's all. That's all.
Anything to you?
Forwarding to you.
To Kelly or
Jennifer. Oh, because I didn't know what was going on.
Well, Kelly, she hasn't answered. So whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to.
First of all, listen. Let me tell you something. If I'm on the show and you're calling my both my cell phone and my house number at both 347, if you're calling my house phone, I don't care if it was my mother calling my house phone. While I'm on the show, I'm not going to click over. You have to call my cell phone, and I'll put my house phone on mute, and I'll answer my cell phone. I'm not going to click over on my house phone because Optimo Cablevision or whatever the fuck it want to be called is very motherfucking shady, okay? And it's no shade to anyone, okay? But on
Nicole,
that note,
but no, it seems like Nicole has a problem, so I'm asking her what's wrong, period. It doesn't have to be with me, but it seems like. It's something wrong, period.
It's some kind of tension in the air.
Whatever it is.
Okay, Jennifer, let me ask you a question. What did you feel about this Oprah Winfrey show with Whitney Houston?
Oh, I loved every minute of it. I'm not even Jennifer.
Oh,
I
Jennifer, well, yeah, what you got to say about that, Jennifer, Mariah Carey fan? Tell me, please, what you think she's lying? Tell me.
No, I don't think she's lying. I think Whitney was telling the truth for the most part of it. I think she was.
Or it's another caller, 313-272 on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Hi, Colleen.
Happy
birthday,
honey.
Birthday,
Larry.
Thank you. Thanks. I just called to say thank you.
And you're going to splash tonight?
No, he's
tomorrow.
Not.
No, I'm going tomorrow.
He's not going
okay.
tomorrow, neither.
Yes, I am. I'm just
okay.
in the house
I was
one.
About to say.
I'm going to tomorrow, Jennifer.
Nicole, shut the fuck up, Kelly.
Hold on, Nicole. You know you're my sister.
What?
And I love you down, Miss Thing. And you know you haven't been on the show in a minute, Miss Thing.
Okay, go ahead.
And
go
so
ahead.
The chat room is raving, Miss Thing. And they're going crazy right now, Miss Thing. And they want me to ask you a question. So do you want me to ask you the question, answer the question, tell you the question
you
or not?
Say no, girl. Say no.
The girls in the chat room want to know. They
Ooh.
Said, ask Nicole, did Oprah's show give her epiphany?
No.
Oh, shit.
I knew it. Tell them that I had my own epiphany, and I had it before Whitney Houston.
Well, y'all heard it here from her.
I had it from Whitney Houston. You listen very carefully. You have never seen me look like nothing. You have never seen me go around looking like I was. You've never seen none of those things of me. You only saw what I allowed y'all to see. Like I come and tell y'all about my stools. You can never do that to me. You can never call me out because I call myself out. So you can never do that. So you can all kick rocks, okay?
Ooh, wow. Well, Kelly, I'm still coming to get my plate. Don't think I forgot.
Oh, baby, what that plate? Food is gone, Tyreek.
Tell
me
I had your plate.
Me and my Bridgie.
I don't know why you go all the way up to the Bronx, honey. You know you can come right over here and get oxtails the right motherfucking way. Ain't no reason for you to go through anything else,
darling.
Don't be scared to come this way because you know you'll never go back to Hunts Point again.
Nicole,
for y'all cook for his party on Saturday.
Yes.
Wait, somebody say something to me.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Nicole.
Yes.
This is Andre. Do you really want to say why you mad, girl?
I mean, it really does. I can say that. I mean, you want to get some more ratings on there? It's with the sport. I love
you.
But
ratings. Hey, hold on, Andre. Hold on. This is the real. It's what the fuck. Hey, wait, hold on. It's what the fuck Tuesday, bitch. What the fuck is on your mind on this Tuesday fucking night? Bitch, that's the real fucking thing.
Let me tell you how I feel. So we all will know. There's been complications, or should I say some inside shading with... where I feel with me and the other three cast members, which means the leader of the show and her two hamburger girlfriends. And
Wait a minute.
You know it's not like
okay.
That's just me giving, and I'm going to give it. with her and my other friends, and they are friends of mine, but they are more closer. So it's kind of like the real actually show, if you really want to get technical. It's personal to me, but it's not as personal to me. I'm not going to kill Kelly, and I don't want to hate her, and I don't hate Jennifer, so don't misinterpret that. But I am feeling some type of way, because it's like, remember, Cabbage, how Farrah was in the Charlie's Angels, and remember how Lee May just wanted her to leave. It was too much. She was doing so much. She was losing weight. She was just, everything was a mix-up. And she left without being in her, signing out her contract. They were going to sue her. And she came back and forth because she couldn't dedicate herself to the show no more, but she came back and forth. I probably explained that to the switchboard. I was trying to think of a more higher name to say. Kelly and Jennifer, we need Andre excludes this whole conversation. And I couldn't go on. The fact of the matter is I got a baby. I got to do things. I got to go this. I can't give it. Kelly, this is what Kelly loves to do. This, I want to be a psychologist. I want to be a foster parent. I'm going to be. The devil is a liar. That's what I'm going to do. So I can't get into it, Kevin. I'm older. Sometimes I feel like that, and sometimes I can't. But I told them. So now when Alora had died, I had popped up. Because when issues happen like that in the gay scene that I'm so been in since 94, I'll pop up. I'm always into stuff like that. I should go be work for the Gay Men House Crisis. And nicely, Switchboard welcomed me. It was like a real good welcome. And I looked at the thing, and she changed the writing, and I felt so comfortable. Like, thank you. It was like, I'm glad no one took it as shade. So when Gina Gospel died, and then the Atlanta Ball happened, and they were telling me what Kelly was saying, and all I could hear was Kelly was saying about Stewart, and what was Kelly, whatever. So I needed to go and speak to Kelly. I needed to know, and I wanted to also speak, like I spoke, about Gina Gossel. That was very important to me. The next day, they could have had their show back. I didn't need, very, very important. I shouldn't be yelling. I have my baby sleep. This is my point. Exactly why I said I couldn't do it. So I called Jasmine, I called Switchboard, and I said, I left a message. I left a message, and I finally got in contact with Switchboard, and she told me that Andre did not want me on the show anymore. So I gagged because I didn't know what happened, and it was very like, I couldn't be on the show anymore because people influenced me to get off the show, and I guess if I'm not for Andre, I'm against him. And I'm gagging because, first of all, fuck the show. That's not Nicole. I don't have that personality that can make me do nothing. So that's not me. So I wanted to get in contact with Andre, not to plead for the show, because if they don't want me because I can't attend, then I understand. But I wanted to, Andre, don't think like that. You're bugging out. Like, I lived for, ever since I was a child, know everything you ever said. You know, I was whipped for it. Like, no. How Andre going to tell me he don't know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Okay, now let me come in there right now with this. First of all, when you came on as a cast member, you know, I love this. Why I love this show right now is because y'all are getting this live, bitch, without any hesitation, without any drama. I'm going to let y'all know. When this bitch came on as the cause, as the Charlie Angels, I didn't even know. The bitch just popped in. I said, oh, okay, that's Nicole. That's my bitch, cause sister. No problem with it. So when she popped off, I still didn't know. Bitch, I still didn't know what the fuck was really going on. So then she politely called me and said, don't get me wrong, it's many a time that we had a discussion, but the way they would tell me something is like, it was always your name would come through. You know, no one never sat down to Andre and said, let me talk to you about Nicole from Jennifer, from Kelly, or from from Switchboard. So basically when all of this was happening, bitch, I was gagging. Why? Because I never knew when you came. I never knew when you left. So I don't really have anything to do with this.
Right.
Period.
You didn't have
so don't put me in the middle. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the board now. Don't put me in the middle of it because she's not here. Because I didn't have
Bitch, when y'all made the Charlie Angels up, I loved the name, and it was eating it, and I was with y'all, but I didn't have anything to do with it.
Angels in America came from Nicole, and I was up there. Me and Jennifer were doing the same thing, so the fact that I get shade, I feel some type of way because I put in too. I have some stops here, y'all. Don't treat me like that. And we're not getting no big old money and everything, but that bitch, the big one over there from Hunts Point, mother, would always bring me my number straight to the thing. She would always call me if she needed my help, but now I couldn't do it, Cabbage, or if I'm not on it, that was it. I was paid. And it was just like that. And Jennifer and her are the best girlfriends, and I guess it goes together, you know, the big girls, the big
okay,
I guess
okay, 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 this is how it is, right? Let me give you.
Oh, I love the ending of this show, but go ahead.
Kelly.
Ooh.
Enough is enough.
Ooh. Wait, whose voice is this? You gotta go. Who
enough
voice
is enough is enough. Y'all sitting here calling my name too many damn times. Number one. And y'all know I'm going to interrupt it. Now, for y'all to sit here and say Switchboard and Jasmine and all that shit, we done said this a million times, and I done said it a lot. I am behind this show. I am not Switchboard like that, but I am involved with the show. So that is no secret to anybody. Now, if we want to go to the beginning of this conversation with Nicole, there was a time when Nicole did approach me about the simple fact that she could no longer do what she used to do.
Is this on air right now? Are we talking on air?
We're all on air, yes.
Yes!
You know your call rating just went up.
Now, bottom line is Nicole did approach me. She does call me. You guys all call me about this, quoting me or giving me the title of the voice of reason or whatever, and I help you guys with this show. And Nicole did approach me about she cannot do this all the time, things of that sort, because of the child and because of school starting and all that stuff. And I told her it was okay. I'll talk to Andre, I'll talk to Kelly, and I'll talk to Jennifer. That was the bottom line with that.
That's the way I felt.
But, no, Nicole, you need to really stop that because nobody said anything negative about you. Now, the one time.
I said they wanted me out. I didn't. That's a big
deal. But why would you, think. Kelly.
Because
why would you
think that you want me to be really honest and we on this show? Because, see, I can't be honest. Because me and Kelly has always had a shaky, tumultuous relationship. We have always been able, and real serious issues, we can come together and we can be a team, Andre and a Switch, where we can do, we can. And this is the truth. But the bottom line is, me and Kelly have also been going through it for years. It ain't no damn secret that she would be coming to my house after my husband that used to be her date. It ain't no damn secret that we could not stand each other and she read me for years and I read her back. It ain't no secret that we had this big thing. So the reason why I would take it personal when it's her, and I explain this to you all before, so let's explain it to the world. I don't take it personal in that format. I don't take it for, well, oh, she hates me, no, we have this relationship like that.
Okay,
and everybody that
okay, but Nicole, listen to me. Just listen to me. Nicole, wait, Kelly, no, I can handle, believe me, I can handle this. Nicole, when you and I talked about this many times, Jennifer as well, Kelly as well, I opened my ears. I have my own company to run the next morning, but I opened my ears and told you guys, if you guys have a problem, call me up. We will talk. We will have a conference. We will talk about things to make sure that you guys work together as a team on the air. And that's what you guys always were able to do. Now, to sit here and make it seem like each other has problems or your personal feelings or whatever goes on in relationships and stuff, you guys never brought that on the radio because I wasn't going to allow it. The reason why I back up this show is to make sure Andre is doing what he's supposed to do, not looking like a fool or anything, helping Kelly also to do what she has to do. That's why Jennifer is in there as well, and that's why you were a part of it. But for you to sit there and know that you were going through personal stuff, I said it was okay. I left it alone.
But when you're sitting here saying it, you're not actually hearing what I'm saying, because I'm directing everything, whether you may not have fainted, whether you say, and you know something else, you're right, and I'm keeping it at a certain level. I'm not taking it to the level where I need you to know in order to clear my case. So I'm not going to do that, but I can, Jasmine. Okay, I mean, so I can. So I'm not taking it there. I'm keeping it to a level where it's not, people listen. Me and Kelly is not going through anything. We are not going to fight. That is not going to happen. Actually, it was very fun, and when you heard me come on, I said, girl, get ready for your ratings. I'm going to get her. I felt some type of way, and it's mainly for Jennifer is her girlfriend to me. And you remember that line? That's her girlfriend. She
okay, wait,
her.
Hold on, because everybody's talking, nobody's giving me a chance to talk. This is how I feel about the situation. This is how I feel about the situation. You came on, and you said that you had to go because your daughter was coming back, and you had this, and you had this, and you had that, and you was doing this, and you was doing that. And I looked at it like, we were a regular talk show with four people sitting here, and you went on maternity leave, and you went on maternity leave. So when you finish with your maternity leave, and you ready to come back, where we go negotiate your contract when you ready to come back. That's how I looked at the situation.
No. Wait, but then I feel that a little bit different. I feel a little bit different because I don't think there's no, I didn't say I left. I said I couldn't be as involved. So why couldn't it be like the actual story? Why would I have that energy like what you want switchboard when I got that energy? Because you even told me I was a bore, that I was becoming a bore. Let's tell it. You said that. And I explained to you why. And that it's not fun if I'm on the phone being fake. Kelly, you would be reading. Nicole, you're not saying what you really want to say. Right, because I'm trying to do something different, and I'm trying to, you know, when you're trying to do an image, you have to do it all the way.
The whole thing is, we wasn't dealing, this is right, me and you know each other on a personal level. The reason that I went to Switchboard and I wanted you to be a part of the show because I knew what personality that you could bring to the show. Once you had all those other heads attached to your body, that personality wasn't there anymore. So I just said to myself, just
what
let
do you mean
up
heads?
With, listen, because you had this person and that person and this person
okay.
That was in your ear and was saying the personality of Nicole that I knew that I brought to the show to be an angel with me and Jennifer was that not that personality anymore. So I just said to myself, I'm just going to let Nicole weed herself out and Nicole's not going to come back on anymore. I'm being real with you. I'm being fucking real with you. Okay, she's Nicole's gonna weed herself out, and Nicole eventually won't come back on the show because all of these heads. But when Nicole is ready, when this lesson, so we gotta keep it real and we gotta be honest. When Nicole is ready to be the Nicole, the loudmouth Nicole, and the loudmouth bitch that we brought on the show in the beginning, and don't worry about what a bitch got to think about her because Nicole sniffs coke in the bathroom. Nicole will sniff coke while she in front of the motherfucker Jennifer's panel. When that bitch comes back, then we can bring you back to the show. Until then, you can just call in like everybody else.
Goddamn.
Okay, well, enough is enough about that. Andre, you got anything to say about it?
Y'all didn't say everything, honey. This is the angels, and they took, honey. That's why I don't got no Charlies with me yet, honey.
Well, I understand exactly what you say. I'm going to say that, but I will say that I'm not trying to be that person that's sniffing the coke in the panels anymore. I'm not trying to be the person that's doing that. I have to curb that because along with being that loud person come with those things. And the in my ear being that you being real is the person that I love greater and the only father that I actually have is James. And he's very stern with me. I can't get around him. And you know what? In the end, he knew that I wanted just to be real and legendary. He knew I didn't really want to be in all that. I have a loud mouth. I spill the tea. I am real, Kelly, and you are right, and I'm going to accept that hit because that's one thing about being fab. I can accept you saying that, and that would be boring. I definitely can accept that. But with me trying to change myself and change my attitude and change and become a lady and become a woman and carry my legendary status correctly with
people can really admire me, I got to stop doing some of those things and hurting people's feelings and coming out and just saying what I just want to say. It's just, I got to stop doing it. And on the radio, that's what we need. And that's, you're right, you ate it. And I stepped back because I needed to do that. So your plan worked accordingly. But my only thing is still, I don't think that I should be felt or made felt uncomfortable. I feel like if I call switch for and I say something because I'm a big part of the show, that I should have been able to come on, like, quick, like, you know me, like the way you would do me. Instead, I have to wait or... heard. And that's the only thing I have to say. And there's no shade with anybody. Everybody needs to know. I love to be real. I like to sit there and talk about it. I feel no type of way switch when it's not that serious. If y'all are, that's y'all problem. Because I got to say what I have to say. And like I said, it's mainly for Kelly. I was right, y'all, regardless of what y'all think. I felt right. Kelly admitted the truth. That was what it was. I knew how I was feeling. That's how I was feeling. So the bottom line is I was right. And that's why we addressed this. And now it's done.
Ooh.
Hello.
Eric, you gotta go, Eric.
Auntie, are you still there?
Uh-huh.
Where's Cabbage?
Hold
Cabbage
on.
Cabbage said flash.
It was just too much. It was too much for Cabbage.
Cabbage said, I'll see y'all tomorrow on the window.
Baby.
But I love the show and everybody on it, and there's nothing, but it's not like that. And even if I would like it to be, I don't have the energy for it. So it's not like that. It's not, Jennifer, not. It's everything. We're going to always have our spicy arguments stuff. I like that. That's what keeps
right.
us who we are. But it's not like that. And other people need to learn how to have a relationship and know how to stop the boundaries. This is how we're going to save each other, because I have no hate for Miss Kelly. But I will read her. We will show out. And I'm going to say what I feel. She's going to tell me how she feels. And we should be able to move on like that.
Yes, exactly. The girls is, I can't even, you know, I had to, my husband had a headache, honey. So, you know, I had to move out the bed. I don't know what, I had to come in the living room and log on the computer. So I don't know what the fuck is going on right now, honey. I don't know what the fuck is going on IM and in the chat rooms, but I know the girls are going fucking bananas, honey.
Well, that's because Nicole told everybody that I was switchboard, and then Andre backs her up and says, I'm switchboard.
Don't do that. You know that was just as honest as could be. That was no type of shade. I mean, oh my God! But you ain't you. But you are you the control. You the burning bush.
Well, don't compare me to religion, sweetie. Don't
okay,
do
well,
I understand what you're saying.
You please see that's how I see. That's why I stopped, Jasmine. That's why, because everything has to be clarified. When you was getting all those problems, how did I don't even want to go back in there? But the way they were attacking Andre, that bothered me. I wanted to say something. Then I be involved. Then I'm in this. That bothers me. I don't mean nothing by that. When I mean that, I mean that you are the high to high. You do that when you giving all these $5,000 ball. You stand in a position. You doing it right. That's not. Well, it got to be taken out of context. I know you personally. It's, you know, damn, I ain't mean nothing by it. The burning bush.
Don't
right.
take it, Nicole. You take things too personal. Calm down. It's not that serious.
Well, baby. For all the girls, it's just like, I know Walk Fleet Wednesday is going to be lit up tomorrow, and it's just going to be crazy with Stay. Y'all have never expected to come on to What the Fuck Tuesday, and it is definitely a What the Fuck Tuesday, Ernie. So, but for all you girls,
so,
honey.
But what is, okay, so now let's talk real talk. What's the what the fuck of tonight? What is it? Like, what's going on?
What the fuck? But this is the thing, baby. This is the thing with the girls, honey. And since we keep it real and we keep it honest and 100% with the girls, Jasmine helps us out, but Jasmine is not the official switchboard.
No, I'm not the official switchboard, but somebody
Jasmine
who works for me.
Let me speak, Kelly.
I pay for this show. If people know or don't know, the show is not free. I pay for it. I'm behind it. And someone who works for me runs the switchboard. I don't have time to sit in front of a computer and run switchboard every single night for 6 months. Anyone who knows me knows that I don't have the time frame for that. But believe me, I am behind it. If something needs to be done or something needs to be addressed, they know how to reach me. And I'm not going to say it's being done here in Orlando, Florida. I'm not going to say if it's being done here poolside or whatever, but best believe I see everything that goes on. Another thing is that if anyone knows how this switchboard works, they know that you can log on to the same switchboard on my computer, Kelly can see on her computer, and Andre can see on his computer in Atlanta. So I'm able to put calls on, take calls on and off and everything the same way, but I'm not the one who plays with the sound effects and all the rest of that stuff. So if anybody needed to get that clarified, then there goes your answer. Jahira knows the same thing because Jahira has her show on Thursday, so she knows as well how the show runs. So I'm sure she could back me up on that as well. But the bottom line is, yes, I am behind the show. I'm here to talk about anything, you know, talk about them with them, talk about the show with them, help them out, and point them in the right direction.
And tell us what we can.
If I was to give you the username and the password, everyone in the chat room could log on to Switchboard, play music, and play sound effects. So, you know, I do monitor what's going on so things do not get out of control. When things do start getting out of control, like situations with different houses that were taking things personal, that's when Jasmine has to step up and say, listen, guys, this is how we need to do things for the safety of the show, because my name is attached to it, for the safety of, you know, people in the ballroom, for the safety of each other so we don't have no problem. So that's my play in it. But as far as Switchboard every single night for the past 6.5 months or whatever, well, that is not me. But I feel honored. So at the collections ball, I may wear a T-shirt that says Switchboard on it. But thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, me, wise.
And thanks, Andre.
Yes, make sure.
And you guys wonder why I have to step in.
You see.
Okay, back to what we're doing. Fifteen minutes left on the show. Anybody have any other things to say?
Wow.
Any phone calls? I'm sure the lines is lit up.
Andre?
Yep, I'm here.
Nicole?
I'm sitting right here. I'm trying to think of how to put my words and expressions to you. Like,
I'm right here.
What's going on over there, Kelly? Everything is blowing up.
Oh,
let's
no.
Let's take some callers.
Okay, let's take some callers, honey, because it's going to be a lot, honey.
Okay. Yeah, 408-591, you're on the air.
Oh, shit, honey.
408-591, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesdays. What's your What the Fuck?
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for listening. Private caller, you're on the air on your What the Fuck Tuesdays. What the fuck?
Just cooking.
Okay.
I just called to give, you know, my what's up to everybody. And
what's
I'm
your
just,
what the fuck?
Well, I'm going to say that Nicole had a lot of valid points. But as the chat room is stating, now, Nicole, please don't take this wrong. But they saying that you were high, baby.
I was what?
High.
High when?
Okay, you're taking it wrong. I apologize. But I'm going to tell you, you had a lot of valid points, baby. A lot of them. And that's
Thank you. And I want everyone else to know in the chat room, I can't, when you're high, that don't make no sense to you, what I just said. So for everyone who thinks that that's what it's all about, don't take what I said do. I don't use drugs like any of you. And not for nothing, not to make nothing, I am more than likely sure I have more than most. I am very structured. I have a lovely, I'm not what a lot of people may think. Don't misinterpret Webby and all that stuff. That's fun. Don't, you would really gag if you knew
knew me, and for those who listening that knows me, knows. Very resourceful. I saved a lot of people's lives. And being high, you can't always do that. So when I do that, I control that. And then I realize that that's just being high, because you can't control your high because you have started doing other things. And I'm going to be the person to tell you, because I'm not high anymore.
Next caller, 617-935, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Jaira, you know it.
Hey, Jaira.
Hi, everybody. I've never done this before, so I'm going to do it now. I've never come in as the official host of QView before, but I do want to reiterate what Jasmine said. Anybody with a Blog Talk Radio account and the password to whatever show is being played can be switchboard. And since we've got all the business out in the open, the reason why Lessons with the Icon and the Legend and QView have stood side by side with each other was because of a very extensive conversation between myself and Jasmine when we got it all together. I've known about Jasmine's involvement with the show. I know that Jasmine is not the primary switchboard, but I know that she is the primary financial backer and has always been respected as such.
Thank you, Jaira.
You're so welcome, Jazz.
Kelly, you can take over. See, this is why I can't be involved, because I get bored after a while.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I'm just sitting up here, and I'm just gagging, honey.
Why are you gagging?
I'm up here gagging, honey, because I got all these fucking envelopes up here, Miss Day. I got motherfucking 12 envelopes sitting up here, Miss Day. Oh, motherfucking codes.
About what?
I got 12 envelopes sitting up here stacked on my couch, Miss Day, without codes, Miss Day. If you know what I mean, sister.
Without codes?
Yeah, without the code, without the code.
C-O-D-E?
Yes, without the code. My sister knows exactly what I'm talking about. What I check.
I really don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about.
What I be checking on the phone line. I'm sitting up here with shit stacked up to the motherfucking ceiling right now, and it just came through my door without the codes. I got about 800 without the code, sister.
I will call her after the show, because she knows.
Yeah,
what
I'll call
about.
Her after the show.
I was going to say, bitch, I don't even know what you're talking about, girl.
One thing I can say about tonight's show is it's just too much good. I mean, you guys started the show off so good, and just too much information is being released after midnight.
See, now the girls got up here that Kelly's stealing people men, Miss Thing, in the chat room, Miss Thing. Honey.
See, well, I don't think that was too much. First of all, they asked me, was there something that was going on? And to mention your name was wrong. I didn't know. That was out of left. That was not even. I hope you don't take that personal.
She's going to get busted upside the head after this show.
They wanted to hear, and I thought Kelly was trying to, because I was calling her. She knows what it gives. And then I was texting Andre, and I went, it wasn't nobody trying to spill any information. I don't think that it should be taken for any more bigger. It shouldn't be, because it's not. It's not. So, I mean, in the event that it is, I'm sorry. That's people. That's the way they feel, but it's not.
Andre.
Yes.
Why aren't you talking?
I don't know. There's no reason, I guess.
Hello.
I'll follow you around until you tell me that you love me, Papa, paparazzi. Any calls? Hello, hi. Hello?
Hold on. 443-938. You're
Baltimore.
On the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
How y'all doing? This is Porkchop.
Hey, Porkchop.
Long time no hear from, but you know what? I really enjoyed the show tonight because I feel like everybody said what they had to say. And, Nicole, I really live for you after tonight. I'm not arguing with you no more.
Thank you.
I'm not arguing with you no more.
But where's your girlfriend, Kelly? Your new girlfriend, Miss Delph? Delph? Where's that?
I don't know where Miss Delph is. She comes when she wants to.
Could somebody really tell me who is that for real? Because there,
we really don't know who that is. So hold on, we have another call. We don't know who that is. 718-342. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, Carla?
Oh, I was just calling to find out if y'all taking interviews to replace that angel. You know, since you got Kelly, Jacqueline Smith.
No, I'm Jacqueline.
You're Jacqueline Smith. And Sabrina Duncan. And, you know, Sarah Forster, she wanted to drop out. So, you know.
You would be Cheryl Teague.
Cheryl Ladd, right. Yeah, Cheryl Ladd. Yeah, Alan Ladd's daughter. Betty White and Alan Ladd's daughter. The dancer. You know, the younger dancer. The younger dancer. So, Miss Nicole, you know, you can be replaced, honey. You know, the only big mouth bitch, you know. When God made one, they made me. You know. I got time now, you know. Between my oxtail, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, peas and rice, and, you know, curry chicken.
Slices of ham.
You know, a couple of slices of ham or whatever. You know, I still have time.
Are you still going to have all that food at the collection ball?
Why not?
We're not talking about, you know, feeding the homeless here, honey. We're talking about feeding the children, not feeding the homeless, mistake. They'll eat anything.
Well, let's put it like this. Once I get my 9 plates out, my servings, whatever's left, anybody can have it. Because what's going to be the case is there's going to be a lot more food to be given out. Right, Kelly?
No, baby.
Don't answer.
Just read into it, sister.
I'm going to burn a hole into the children, honey.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's hope you don't use too much hot sauce, because that's the only way you're going to burn a hole in anything when I'm sitting on the other end of that spoon sweeping. You can
Kevin Curry said he wants a cake for his birthday party.
When's his birthday party?
His birthday's today.
Shit,
his party's on Saturday.
You talking about cakes, bitch. I got to make my husband his birthday cake. For his birthday.
You want me to make it for him and act like you did?
No, honey. My husband loves my cousin. It's finger-licking good.
You know, he doesn't know if he loves mine or not. He's never tasted it.
Baby, it's finger-licking good, honey.
I know mine can be. Why lick your fingers when you can lick something else?
She's over here at my house, and she just ate the last of my oxtail. She scraped the pot clean.
Scraping the pot? You mean you actually get leftovers?
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
You know, because I cook a lot, and it's only like...
Cook a whole tail, if not two, and never have any leftovers.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of people here, you know.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Ask my big girlfriend. My big girlfriend sucked it down like water, yesterday. We came over here, and we had an aftermath after the funeral.
I'm kind of happy to be here. It sounds like you're inviting me to a pre-cook-off at your place.
Well,
Name the day.
My kitchen's bigger.
I like my meat very juicy and very tender, honey. When I want the children to bite in it, I want them to taste the juice and the flavors and everything.
So do I.
Yeah, you know.
So what are you saying, dear?
Can you make sure I have one of those plate scabbards, because I know that you cook down, but Kelly, I gotta give Miss Thing cooked down too. But so can I have one of these plates? Because I want to
be. Miss Nicole,
you remember I sent you a large pan from the house.
Miss Nicole, that's why they want to replace you, honey. That's why they want to clip your wings. I told you, Miss Nicole. See, you never. You heard what you just said. Mm-hmm.
But you know, when I say it, I'm not saying because you've been cooking for years. Oh, Kelly would be coming in. Would be coming after because this is something you do. But Miss Zing cooks down through, so it would be a lovely battle.
I know Miss Cabbage cooks because Miss Bernie, was it Bernie? Miss Bernie told me how Miss Cabbage sits and gives you a from 1980 to 2008 while she
puts
her feet into the lasagna.
The last meal that Miss Bernie had for me was oxtails, fried chicken, peas and rice,
but
macaroni and cheese, and yeah.
On the other side, give my sister a pair of boxers and a tank top and some socks on her feet. And put her in the kitchen with her bonnet on.
Hold on. Y'all all stay right there. We got more callers. Hold on.
Tell her bring it.
Hold on. Next caller, please. Private caller, you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes,
hey.
You on the air. Hey, what's up? I'm just calling to say, like, Nicole, first of all, you ain't have to spook like that. That was kind of foul. That was kind of foul.
It wasn't done purposely, and I explained that before
you
made the call.
I believe that it was.
Hold on.
Let him give his opinion.
Wait, hold on.
Let the caller speak. Kelly, let the caller speak, or I'm going to mute everybody.
That's what I'm trying to say. Let Toy speak.
Thank you. I believe that it was done intentionally because nobody saw you at the time. You know what I'm saying? James came on, he gave the very whatever he said to you, and since then you hadn't been calling in. And until Alora passed away. You understand what I'm saying? That was kind of foul. You did what you did intentionally. That was spilling teas. It's one thing to assume. It's another thing to come on and be vindictive. And that was wrong.
Well, are you finished?
I'm finishing right now.
You can bring in all the callers you want. You're not going to tell me, and you're not going to sit here and make me feel I said what I said. I have a great deal and respect for everyone. I don't have to do that. I've never been phony, and if you know anything about me, Toy Boy, you would know that Nicole speaks and says her mind at any given point in time. I've never been a person like that, so I wouldn't do it spitefully. I would come and tell them that I was doing it because no one makes me nervous. You understand? But God,
I didn't
do that spitefully. And if you bring and put on, and they can bring a bunch of them on, you're still not going to stay here and convince me, because that's all that matters, is me, that I did something, because that's not my intentions. I would have never said anything if Andre did not ask me to express my feeling. That's when I felt it was okay, because I have spoken to him. And he said he was going to address it. Now, her saying her name is sadly, I'm so sorry, but it was.
Are you finished now? Hello?
Go ahead. She's on the timeline.
Now, what it's about is, yes, I do know Nicole. I know Nicole for reading. I know Nicole for being a hard-ass motherfucker and coming out and just saying what the fuck she feels. Yes. And I respect Nicole for the woman that she is right now. Let's get that straight. Because I did not like Nicole at the butch point.
Okay.
But I respect Nicole as a fifth queen because she changed. She changed, and I respect that. But no, I don't want to hear Nicole chiming in from whenever the fuck she feels like it, here and now, and whenever the fuck she feels like it.
Boy, it was you who came on the line and chanted me more than anything when I was on. I didn't leave because of
and
that.
What did
you
I say?
You.
And what did
know,
I say? What did I say, Nicole?
Say.
What
it
did I say? And another thing is, Nicole, you can get all the callers you want to, but everybody might not want to call. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody might not have the heart to call, but I don't give a fuck, so I'm going to say what I feel because we can agree to disagree. And we can do it like an adult.
Absolutely.
We can do it like adults. But
so
I feel like it was shade.
Can I elaborate?
Sure you can, but
you
I still
said.
Feel like it was shade that you did what you did.
And Toy Boy, I'm saying to you from woman to man that it wasn't, and no one frightens me, and I would not do anything.
No,
like
nobody's trying to frighten you,
no,
mama. I respect you as a woman.
I respect you as a woman.
Nobody's trying to frighten you.
Not you frighten
a
me.
A voice can't frighten you on the phone.
The only person that can direct a decision, and he doesn't direct my decision, and I have the greatest respect for him in the whole wide world.
world is James, okay?
And that's
that,
why I feel like influence your decision.
Yes, that's where we go. Let's go to
okay,
that because
okay,
you went into that,
okay,
meaning
yes,
that you were told
yes,
that
yes,
story because you didn't know that conversation.
Excuse me. I heard that conversation on the radio, Nicole.
Okay, all right.
Nicole?
Well, all right, let me explain this. And if he's listening here, come
And not to the fullest extent. And not to the fullest extent, because nobody knows what he said to you after you got off the phone, after weeks later, the next day. Nobody knows what he said after
right,
that.
Okay.
Off the air.
That was going to be a very
undocumented
big issue. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me speak, because you wanted
okay,
you brought that to speak about.
Go ahead.
That was, you knew everyone's going to speak about that because they knew that I gagged. That's
his favorite man to me.
Let's keep it real. He's my favorite man, and he sat here and said something.
And that's your
now,
fault.
Now, wait a minute. And in the conversation, this is why I had nothing to do with the show. Because, Andre, you came back and asked James after about half an hour of the conversation, and he said, you came back and asked James that if you've been, James, wouldn't it be fair to say, quote, that if you've been walking the category for 12 years, I think he was talking about a Butch Queen when you said it, though, some guy, you said you've been walking the category for 12 years, you are known and stamped for the category. Okay, you didn't bring down the building, but you have paid your dues. Shouldn't you be legendary? James quoted and said, I quote, absolutely. I should have said something there. This is where Kelly comes in with her statement, right, where I don't speak and I'll calm down. So, James, I'm going to humble myself. That's my father. And that's what we all need to learn, that people in higher figure like James and Cabbage and stuff, we need to humble ourselves and not always be running off and thinking that we can tell them something. If we dislike something, we should be able to address it. So I didn't say anything about it. But it was a contradiction. As soon as I clicked over and called him, he said it was a contradiction. Yes, he said he was going to apologize. And that's why I go back and forth with Kelly, because she, of all people, being who me and her are, and he did that, it was very, ooh, and he gave her legendary Butch Queen and Drag face. And I felt like to give her legendary anything without giving me was unfair. That's not nice. And he knew that it wasn't nice. So that was not the reason for getting off the radio, because if you didn't hear that, Andre is the one that actually called it out. And just like James, that meant the world to me. And I need nothing else. And my experience and all the time that I've been here and all the drugs I did and all the people I took care of and all explains itself. So
okay,
that's not
but Nicole,
the right
Nicole,
thing.
At the same time, that is very most appreciated. But at the same time, you, as a radio host, a personality on this show, You chose to be on this show. How can you let somebody else influence you? I don't care if it's father, mother.
That's what everyone thinks. And that's not the truth.
But why turn around and be like, oh, well, they're throwing you shade?
No, you did it to yourself.
No,
that's wrong. I said it, Kelly took it and ran with it. She would. And I knew that she would when she said what she just said tonight.
Okay,
and she knew when I called her about the situation, she was waiting. And the first thing she said to me was, we don't got that to deal with what your father said and la la la.
Well, mama, instead of dealing with all of that on the air.
Let me tell you something, Toy Boy. What I'm not going to do publicly is, because I am legendary realness, I paid the way to do what I have to do in my real in my gay life. I'm not going to sit there and explain. James is very powerful to me. I love him. I respect your position with him.
Him being your father and everything.
James can make my decision. No, he cannot. No one can make my decision. But if you know from, I don't know, your mother, father, you know somebody high figure, his point and his values and everything matters to me, and he's always had my best interest. And it could have been a lot of other things why he didn't want me to be involved. It could have been a lot of maybe not had nothing to do with nobody on the show. It could have been what he thought and what he didn't want.
Baby
from
girl,
me.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. I understand that, but at the same time, your position with your cast members, you being a host,
and
you being
at that
an
time,
angel.
I spoke
why?
With them. I
but
spoke
why?
With them, Toy Boy. I called
oh,
them. He called
so,
them.
So,
just paying.
So you spoke to Kelly and
yes,
you got all of this
yes,
figured out beforehand.
I spoke to them. Yes, but Kelly.
So why does this seem like? Why does it seem like? Why does it seem like everything is a surprise right now?
Because Kelly, mind you, Kelly, you wasn't listening to the show. She just said the truth. Why we all spoke, and Jasmine got on the phone, and she said, we spoke.
Yes, y'all spoke, but not to
And they still thought that that was the reason why, then that means that they don't really know me, and that they may not know who the person that I'm really
nice to be.
But
might not have spoke to the extent where all of this was cleared before this came on the air. And
no,
this is what
it should have been cleared.
This
isn't why exactly I'm gagging how I can go this far, because to me it's not that big, and let's need to know how everyone feel, because we did speak about it, and Jennifer came, and she sealed the day, and it wasn't shade. I know when to take my, I was hot, okay, and I had other things to do. I didn't want to, it wasn't like that, and that's what I'm feeling. So while I'm getting all this feedback, now I'm kind of happy that we talked about this on the show, because the feedback lets me to know that in the background they believe that, and that's not the case. And I'm
It's not about what they believed, but it was about what people were saying too. People weren't feeling you. They were saying what they were saying, and that added to it.
But that's not where any all that stuff does not matter to
me.
But
all that stuff should have been cleared up off the air. Period. That's how I feel.
And it was cleared up off the air. And the fact that it's off the air is not shouldn't. It's not a surprise to any one of us. Y'all just bring. You just came on and made me gag that you even knew anything or figured it or should analyze it like that. The James Cole, the la 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 la.
Why? If you're a listener, yes, you observe everything.
Okay,
you
and that's very
everything.
Good.
And if you have the goal,
everybody observes everything.
If
and
you have the goal to call in, then you have the goal to call in. If you're going to sit behind a chat room name and say and type what you want to type or I am, that's another thing.
You hear that, callers and you chat room people.
We can agree to disagree
you,
without being
I respect
disrespectful
you
to each other.
For saying that. And I respect you for telling me your opinion, but I must say, and if you say you know me from a between, something like coming on and doing a low blow, like saying Jasmine's name, is not in my character. You know,
okay.
There's some things that don't apply to me. Now, if you said she read somebody down and she talked about somebody, yeah, you probably that
know.
Okay,
hold on. It's enough of this, okay? We're done with it. Okay, Toy, I still got a whole bunch of callers. Toy, I'll see you back in the chat room.
Miss Kelly is going together.
Okay? It's just too much. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? Private caller, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Okay, next caller, please. That private caller's
doing
is, I don't have time for it. Honey. 718-413. You're on the air. Legendary Father James Icon, you're on the air. What the fuck is
yes,
your
and father is always listening. Okay. So, you know, like Kelly said, y'all not going to go into it, okay, or whatever like that. A boy toy has his opinion. Nicole has his opinion. Everybody has his opinion. I just want to set the record straight that I don't feel Nicole got off the radio because of what I said, because a couple of nights after that, Nicole was still on the radio. The reason why that we wanted Nicole off of the radio, because we thought it was just a little bit too much of what was going on with the mess, with other people calling in about the show and about certain topics that y'all were talking about. And so we didn't feel it was conducive as a house member for Nicole to say some of the things that she was saying. And after we had conversation with Nicole, us as a unit, we agreed to continue to let Nicole stay on the radio show. Now, I didn't get on the radio show to down Nicole's status. And like she said, after the show, we talked about it and stuff like that. And I said, yes, I did apologize. But when I said it on the radio, I said both Nicole and Kelly. And I said, if I had to give a legendary status to Kelly, it would be for faith. Okay, I didn't try to take away anybody's status or nothing like that. Now, for whatever Nicole's reasons for not being on the show no more, whether it happened to be with her daughter, I really seriously doubt it had anything to do with what I said, because weeks and months before that, I was telling Nicole that I didn't want her on the show. And Nicole continued to be on the show. Okay, what I don't think that y'all should be doing any longer, like you just stopped it, Kelly, is discussing why Nicole isn't on the show anymore. And Nicole, me and you had this conversation, okay? So you ladies and gentlemen, Andre, and you know, and the other lady, Jasmine, once again need to discuss this further off the show, and anybody else that calls in about it, don't entertain it. That goes for Boy Toy, too.
Okay? That's the father.
And I will continue to listen to the show, not because Nicole is on, because I support my big little brother, Andre, my daughter, Jennifer, and my daughter in my head, Kelly. You know, I will support you all. Of course, my daughter, Nicole, and my good friend, Jasmine. Okay, and it's very entertainment, and I support the ballroom in full retrospect. But this arguing and going back and forth will stop now. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Father, you didn't call me back the other night.
I know, and I got that for you.
Okay.
All right, now continue to put me back in hold. I love you all, and I'll continue to listen.
Flowers.
Thank
you. Next caller, please.
Oh. Cabbage.
Hold on, private caller, you're off the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? Private caller.
They scared. this is not a level battlefield.
That is a they scared. Hold on, y'all. 773-627, you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, who is?
This is Sonny from the chat room.
Hey, Sonny. Ooh, the chat room.
And I'm just calling in to give my side of everything, baby. And Miss Nicole, you confused the fuck out of me tonight. I don't know if you are high or something, or bitch. I can't understand
what
you're talking about.
Okay, we're not going to do that, Sonny. Okay, Sonny, we'll see you back in the chat room. Thank you, Sonny. Next caller. Okay. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air, baby. What's on your mind?
Tell Sonny I said bite bricks.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Next caller.
Girls are coming in.
Yes. The girls are coming on, bitch. Baby. Honey. Oh, my letter, honey. Hold on, the next number's coming through. 347-627. You on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, what's up? This is Toy Boy Wonder again.
Oh.
Now, I can understand what he's saying. I feel that. But this is a show. You know what I'm saying? It's up for debate. It's up for discussion. How can you come on somebody's show and shut their whole conversation down? What's going on with that? I dig everything that he's saying. I respect that.
Toy, but we're not
going to
stick on that topic, Toy.
Because I don't want to begin to take it for way more. I think he's right for it, and it's not that serious. You know, it's really not that serious, and
yeah,
I want everybody to know. I'd rather we was talking about Gina, Andre has a free ball, Cabbage had a lot of different things to say.
Yeah,
that was spicing it up.
Toy,
we did it,
back
and
on hold.
That's that.
Toy, sit back on hold. Hold on. 513-497. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
I'm just saying, out with the old and with the new. Nicole, I love you, but Cornbread, I love you more.
Who is Cornbread?
Cornbread.
Wait, who the fuck is Cornbread?
Somebody just tried it. Somebody just tried it.
Somebody just ate that shit the fuck up. I did not. You know I'm an old queen, but say it takes me a minute to catch a mistake.
Oh, I know who it is though.
He gets ready out with the old and with the new, because Cornbread.
Oh,
my fucking God. Bitch, I got a fucking tear coming out my motherfucking eye,
bitch. Oh, I know exactly who it is, so I'm going to light their ass up on that 216 area.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
Let me find that number, darling. Oh, I'm going to light them.
Oh. Please send me your next caller, please.
I'm going to light Miss Tyzine right on up,
darling. Oh, Miss
Tyzine. Oh, Miss Tyzine tried it.
The girls in the chat room is taking off with that Cornbread. They gave them a Cornbread early B.
Don't go too far with it.
I'm working.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and I know who tried it.
Wait, hold on. Andre, where you at, Andre? Andre,
How's you getting ready for the function?
Bosley sleep.
Okay, I guess we lost Andre for the rest of the night. So I don't know what's going on with Andre. Which caller can I have the next caller be saying? Oh, my God.
Oh, that bitch tried it, honey.
Oh, my God.
And you didn't catch up from the beginning. I kept quiet, but I knew who it. I heard the voice and I knew who it was. But when they got the cornbread, I knew exactly who it was.
This day.
Oh, she no can take my sex change.
Oh my God, the girls in the chat room. Who wants? What do you want to suck first? Oh my God, the girls are talking about sucking and stuff.
Who?
I don't know, Miss Dang. I don't know who they want to suck, Miss Dang. The girls are sucking and everything. Chill.
Oh, well, I want no part. I want no part. I'm going to get that whore. Oh, I'm going to get that whore good. She told me she was going to get me.
Oh, but say, she ate that.
From the mid-neck at that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, chill. Oh,
Cincinnati fag.
Oh, no.
She used to be a drag, too.
Oh, shit. What the fuck, honey? But you know what, honey? It's about that time that we definitely got to get up out of here, honey. So, Cabbage, tell the girls good night.
Good night, everybody. And just keep in mind, stay safe.
Okay.
Cabbage, call me.
I will.
Nicole, tell the girls good night.
Good night, everybody. It's no shade. I love everybody. And what's bigger than all of the stuff that we were talking about is us and ourselves and how we need to keep ourselves together and take care of ourselves. Be safe. God bless you. And go do something good for yourself tomorrow.
Okay. Jennifer.
Whitney Houston's wig is sitting. Turn to Channel 7.
I'm a fuck you.
I love you all for loving me, TTYL, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Well, baby, I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, and on behalf of the icon Andre Mizrahi, I'd just like to say goodnight to all of you. We love you all for loving us and definitely being here on another installment on What the Fuck Tuesday, and it's what's on your mind, what's on your plate, or what the fuck you want to talk about, honey. And we'll definitely be back here tomorrow night for Wednesday Night Madness. So definitely tune in. And whatever you do from state to state, whatever park you go into, whatever club you go in, whatever bathroom you go in, honey, make sure you definitely do wrap it up. And if you're in the bathroom and you're definitely bumping it up, honey, make sure you wipe your nose off before you come out the bathroom. I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from New York for Lessons with the Icon. I'll see you back here tomorrow night. Good night. I love you, Switchboard. Bye-bye.
You say you wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. Absolutes, yeah. Go on out the door now. You take care. No more tears to shed. What you expecting me to beg? Well, I'm not. I'm done. So when you leave, you close the door behind you.
Cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you.
Lately. I know just what to do.
I feel like doing my hair.
My hair.
I feel like calling some of my friends.
Oh, my girlfriend.
I feel like going to my club
and partying. And you think that your shit don't stink, what it do, hey. And when it comes to me, you don't have a clue. Took me all of these years to realize that you don't belong here. I can do better. You say I'll never do better. Yeah, right, whatever.
I'm kinda taller than you.
Lately.
Yeah. keep praying she leave me alone. She keeps waiting inside of my home. I got an angel on the left saying don't give in, but the